93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday. It is August 13th, and I will be handling the news duties this morning. Good morning. Bullet holes were still visible Sunday outside of the Bridgeton home, where a woman was fatally shot in the head early Saturday morning. Authorities said 44-year-old Erica McNair was on her porch in the 200 block of Walnut Street with two people around 1:30 a.m. when multiple gunshots were fired. McNair was struck in the head and two people were seen fleeing the area. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. In the shooting, authorities say a group of men was walking near Walnut and Elmer when multiple shots rang out. One of the bullets went through the rear of Trejo's home and into her bedroom. The girl was later pronounced dead at the hospital. No arrests have been made in either case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office.
Jeez.
Yeah. The Unite the Right White Nationalist Rally held across from the White House yesterday on the one-year anniversary of the White Nationalist March turned deadly in Charlottesville, Virginia, fizzled when less than two dozen people showed up, far outnumbered by thousands of counter-protesters. Dozens of police formed a cordon around the small group of white nationalists, separating them from the shouting counter-protesters. Jason Kessler was the principal organizer of the Charlottesville rally and led yesterday's event in Lafayette Square, had said in his permit application that he expected 100 to 400 people to participate. There was also some largely peaceful events in Charlottesville for the anniversary, including a downtown march and a community gathering in a park. Susan Breaux, the mother of Heather Hare, the 32-year-old woman killed last year as a man drove into a crowd of counter-protesters, laid flowers at a makeshift memorial at the site of the attack. In a report from showbiz411.com, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is said to be gravely ill.
Yeah. Oh,
Aretha, who is now 76 years old, battled cancer back in 2010 and is now hospitalized in Detroit, with the website posting Aretha is surrounded by family and people close to her. She will be so missed as a mother, sister, friend, cousin, but her legacy is larger than life. It's not just that Rolling Stone called her the number one singer of all time or that she is the Queen of Soul, but long live the Queen. No official word from the Franklin family as of yet, but they're saying that she's on the way out.
Yeah, so it was a year ago, right, that she was in town performing?
Yeah, it was her last public performance. She'd done some private events after
but
her last public performance was here. I believe it was at the Kimmel Center.
Did you indicate how old she was right
76,
now?
76, yeah.
76, okay.
Yeah, so we'll let you know if we do hear anything, but obviously just the most amazing female singer you can imagine.
And you know what?
Incredible voice.
I think a lot of people don't realize just how, I don't want to do a post a pre-tribute, but people don't realize how musically comprehensive she is.
She was a writer.
Yeah,
songwriter.
Absolutely.
She wrote a ton of hits. So we'll give you details as we find out more if there's information that comes along. And finally, NASA launched a solar probe before dawn on Sunday from Cape Canaveral in Florida, the space agency's first mission to explore the sun.
Now, they're doing it at night to make sure that it'll be safe.
So it's not as hot. I get it.
The Parker Solar Probe will reach the outer atmosphere of the sun called the corona and will complete 24 orbits of it by 2025.
Or the first orbit in which it burns into, explodes into flame.
It is protected by heat shields that can withstand temperatures of up to 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Mission project scientist Nicola Fox told CNN, "We've been inside the orbit of Mercury and done some amazing things, but until you go and touch the sun, you can't answer these questions. Why has it taken us 60 years? He said the materials didn't exist to allow us to do it.
It's pretty fascinating. I was reading about it, about the construction of the device and everything. It's amazing. I mean, heat on a level you can not even comprehend, but it's pretty wild. So they're saying potentially there could eventually be colonies on the sun, which I think would be wonderful.
That's impressive. Mm. We'll see if that happens. All right, it's sports this morning. Ball sacks are yummy.
Ha ha ha!
is that?
Well, the Phils lost yesterday afternoon against Padres, falling 9-3 in the third game of their series in San Diego. The Phils are off today. They'll be opening up a two-game interleague series at home tomorrow night against the Boston Red Sox. In the fourth round at yesterday's PGA Championship at Belrive Country Club in St. Louis, Tiger Woods made another run at a major championship, but he came up just short. Woods was attempting to win his 15th major championship, but couldn't make up a four-stroke deficit on Brooks Koepka, who shot a 4-under-66 to win the PGA for his second major championship this year and third overall. Koepka joins an elite group of Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, and Gene Sarazen to win the U.S. Open and PGA Championship in the same year.
So it's a big accomplishment, but it was eclipsed by the Tiger Woods stuff.
Well, yeah, he was making a run at it. Yeah. I mean, you've got a guy who was the greatest golfer in the world for a long stretch and then looked like his career is over, and he has had a couple of top 10 finishes now in major championships. So it's a news story.
I figured he was over.
Meanwhile, Woods shot a 6-under par 64 to finish in second, posting his second straight top 10 in a major after tying for sixth last month in the at the Open. Woods' 64 was his lowest score ever in the final round of the major. And the Eagles signed quarterback Christian Hackenberg yesterday, but the move is not related to the health of quarterback Carson Wentz, who is recovering from a torn ACL and LCL. It also has nothing to do with the neck spasms that sidelined Nick Foles last week. Hackenberg, the former second-round pick out of Penn State, was unable to become the starter in two seasons with the New York Jets. The Eagles resume their preseason with a game on Thursday night in New England against the Patriots, and those Eagles are still the Super Bowl champions.
Hey!
That is what I have for you this morning in news. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Hi. Welcome back.
It's a little hard getting up to speed this morning, but everything's good. Feels
sure,
good.
Yeah. 2 weeks off. So we got to get back into the groove, and we'll do that very soon.
I had to actually get to my desk, which was surrounded by bitch boxes.
Yeah, Kathy's bitch box is coming up, and apparently they started putting those bitch boxes together while we were gone, and that's what some of our support staff did, and they filled our entire office. We need to take a picture of that.
Yeah, it's a bitch box fort that I have set up. Yeah.
I think they forget sometimes that we actually like have real jobs. Like we actually sit at our desks and do work for
they never
while.
See us there. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, by the way, that party is coming up. And Casey just handed this to me. So that means that we can go ahead and do some invites. It's going to be Thursday, the 23rd at Harrah's. And it's a sorority party for ladies only.
Yes.
And we would like to set you up with a free Kathy's Bitch Box. And the Bitch Box is a box full of items that Kathy, they're filled with wellness items and beauty items and things like that Kathy has handpicked herself and put them in, and they will be free for our winners. And we'll also set you up with your first drink for free, plus happy hour buffet. So if you're at least 21 years of age and you are free on August 23rd and you are female, this is for ladies only. We'll take five callers right now, and we'll put you on the list, and you can come to our party, 215-263-WMMR, and we will indoctrinate you into the world of the Preston and Steve Zeta Eta Pi sorority.
Yes.
As we will do a ceremony while we are there, too. So that is from Harrah's Philadelphia. Sign up now for a total rewards card and receive a $250, or you can get $250 in offers. Take exit 8 off I-95 Harrah's Philadelphia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So call and get on board for that. I do have to admit that I was getting set with all the, you know, entertainment stuff and Bizarre File stories and all the things to get the day started. I haven't even looked at what we have available this week as far as events and giveaways. I have that information laid out right here in front of me, but I just haven't looked at it yet.
It's always a cornucopia of wonderful.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And so it will be wonderful to be on the front row for Sebastian Maniscalco coming up Thursday, September 13th at the Wells Fargo Center. That's our Word of the Week prize, so we're going to give that away.
I watched his Netflix special over the break. Yeah.
He's great, man.
He's so good.
Did you see him? He was on CBS Sunday Morning one Sunday.
No, I did not.
Maybe two Sundays ago. Anyway, it's just he's a really interesting person who happens to be hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So we have those things and more. I'll take a look. I'll get it all out to you a little bit later on. We've got stuff to do, so I want to go ahead and take a break right now. So let's do that very thing as we will get ourselves back into the groove along with you on a bit of a drab-looking start to your work week weather-wise. But we'll come back in a second. A stupid question, some of those entertainment stories to pass along to you. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us, please.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Grilling season is here, and they have done it again at Omaha Steaks. This is the one and only deal that you can get. It is the Omaha Steaks Grill Ready Collection, a limited time for only $39.99. You heard that right. $39.99 is 80% off, and here's what you get. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 traditional kielbasa sausages, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Did you hear all of that? You get, it's for $39.99. And what's wonderful about this is you're not going to have to stop off at the store on the way home. It's already going to be there ready to go. This limited time package for only $39.99 is available when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Grill Ready Collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon for summertime. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, grab your friends, and fire up the grill.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, hand-picking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
A stupid question this morning. We give away a pair of tickets for the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. That's right. It's coming back. So the question that I have for you this morning is baseball related. A baseball has exactly how many stitches in it? 215-263-WMMR. A baseball has exactly how many stitches? Why are you smiling, Marissa?
This, when she's counting in her mind.
I am. Okay. No, when I hosted Quizzo, this was always one of those go-to tiebreaker questions.
No kidding.
So, yeah. Do you know the answer?
You know the answer?
No. Okay, all right.
I used to Google it.
All right.
Every time.
Isn't that cheating?
No, I was hosting.
Host. See, oh, you're yes. hosting. Okay. The host can Google all they want.
All right, 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. I'm going to go through some birthdays. Today is Monday, August 13th. And a guy who's been in the studio, and we love him, Sebastian Stan.
Yes.
Celebrates his 35th birthday today. He is the Winter Soldier.
That's one of the few times that I've taken a picture by myself with someone who was in here.
Yeah.
And I even wore my Captain America shirt that day.
You did.
To just to completely secure myself in douchedom.
Nice. Well, he is, and he's been in other things as well.
Yes.
The Martian.
He's yes.
In fact, that's why he was here. He was promoting that film when he came by that particular morning. But Gossip Girl and a few other things as well. But he will always be the Winter Soldier in the first Avenger and Captain America Civil War and Captain America Winter Soldier. And, of course,
Infinity Wars.
Yeah. So 35 years old today. Actress Debbie Mazur.
Yes.
Is 54 as well. And she had some, you know, medium-sized roles throughout the year.
She's in Goodfellas. She's one of the she's Ray Liotta's squeeze size action, who's a cokehead.
Mm-hmm. Funny line in that does a throwaway line with me and my friends where she just sniffs the perfume and she goes, French.
Yeah. And she's in Marissa's favorite movie, Empire Records.
That's correct. And So I Married an Axe Murderer. She's in that as well. And she was in Entourage as well.
She was also besties with Madonna for
a
long time.
Yeah, for a bit.
Was
she
really?
Yep.
Yeah. She's 54. She was a makeup artist.
Yep.
And Madonna kind of helped her get her acting career going.
Zero makeup.
She's a cooking show now.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay. Danny Bonaducci.
Wow.
Formerly of the Partridge Family.
Always like Danny.
Yeah, I've been watching the Partridge Family, as a matter of fact, because...
You lost a bet.
No, the cable that I have down the shore sucks ass.
Oh, Antenna TV?
Yes.
Listen, I love the Partridge Family, and he was, besides David Cassidy, you know, he was the star of the show. He was the comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been watching Antenna, Comet, and Cozy. I think they're like basically the three channels that I watch.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm watching a whole lot of Hogan Family and Partridge Family and Dennis the Menace.
And Danny, with a long history in Philadelphia, of radio in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
As well. And Danny has been a guest on our show a few times, and we got along with him just fine.
He was. We'd go out to functions and see him all the time. He's a super nice guy. What was that show, though, where he... It was his reality show. Was it Breaking Bonaducci?
It might have been.
Maybe.
Something like
he had like a nervous breakdown and stuff.
Yeah,
he was born in Broomall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I didn't know he was born here. Wow.
He and the guy from Scientology.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Miscavige.
Yeah.
We're born in Broomall?
Well, he lived in Broomall. I don't know if Miscavige...
Gelco!
I don't know if Miscavige was born in Broomall, but he had lived in Broomall for a hot minute.
Yeah, he's definitely from here.
Yeah, he's notable people, Casey, from Broomall, PA.
Wow. Should have used that in Delco versus
Son of a bitch. Yeah. That would have been great.
All right. Anyhow, Bonaducci's 59 today. Dr. Jocelyn Elders, former U.S. Surgeon General, who was fired for saying that school children should be taught about self-pleasure, is 85 years old today. So I don't know what under what
administration
Dr. Elders was with, but said that, telling kids about spanking it. Got her fired.
I think the fact that she actually released a video of her in a bathtub was probably what led to the firing.
I mean, why did she have the impression that kids didn't know about that?
Well,
right?
They should formally be told about it so that there are no misunderstandings and so forth. But, you touch it and it pukes, and that's what
happens.
That's it. Yeah. All right. For guys anyway. All right. And then...
Or who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe squirting a little wand.
What about girls, Dad? Tell me now.
Yeah.
All right, and then last birthday.
I have so many clips I could play to that, and Bill won't let me play them.
No.
I have a local birthday, local legend, Mr. Bobby Clark.
Ah.
Celebrates his birthday today, and Bobby is 69 years old. So member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, of course. So happy birthday to Mr. Clark, 69. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Exactly how many stitches does a baseball have in it? 215-263-WMMR, that is the number. And I will go to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Jessica, do you know how many stitches a baseball has?
108.
That is correct.
Right? Oh.
Yep. 108. All right, Jessica, hang on the line. We got a pair of tickets to the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. Join the revel. It says
the revelry.
It should be revelry, right? It says reveal.
That's incorrect.
R E V E I L L E.
Is that
revelry?
Yeah.
Is that like revelry?
Yes, because it's a commonly used phrase in English when discussing the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. Yeah, revelry really is what it should say.
All right, of the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, Saturdays and Sundays through October 28th. Experience a fantasy at Turnpike Exit 266. Visit PARenFair.
I love the RenFair.
.com. I do too.
Never been.
It's a great, you would
have a great time.
I want to take my kids.
It's whatever you think it is, it's better.
Yeah. And Casey, you're a cleavage guy.
Oh my God. I am.
It's spilling all over the place.
And ball sacks, guys never wore underwear.
And you're a turkey leg guy, too.
I'm not really a turkey leg guy.
No?
No.
Oh, thought I knew you.
I love the turkey leg. Smoked turkey leg. Yeah. Yum. And they're all over the place while you're there. All right, so anyhow, we'll give those away all week. I do have some news stories. First, at the box office, number one was The Meg.
Yes.
Megalodon. it took the box office with $44.5 million.
They said that it has the right attitude. It is just a big, dumb movie about a big, dumb shark.
Okay.
And I think it's the largest take for a shark-based movie ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I wonder, though, with inflation, if Jaws would probably destroy it, I would think. So followed up by Mission Impossible Fallout, Christopher Robin, Slender Man was fourth. Followed by Black Klansman, The Spy Who Dumped Me, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, The Equalizer 2, Hotel Transylvania 3, and number 10 was Ant-Man and the Wasp. Let's get right into this. Riverdale and Avengers Infinity War were the night's biggest winners at the 2018 Teen Choice Awards, which aired last night on Fox.
I watched it.
Why?
Watched it all.
Why?
Because that's my job. And
you don't have to do that
I was
anymore.
Telling you that, Preston, off air, that had I been receiving transmissions from outer space, I could not have been more confused because there's a lot of people there. Now, mind you, I'm not a teen, but I do know my teen pop culture pretty well.
Riverdale took home the award for Choice Drama TV Show, while Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhardt took home the award for Choice Drama TV Actor and Actress, respectively, for their work on that show.
And you know what? They're dating in real life, too, Preston.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
That's right. On the movie side, Infinity War took home the trophy for Choice Action Movie, while Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson won Choice Action Movie Actor and Actress. The other big winners included Marvel's Black Panther, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, The Greatest Showman, Stranger Things, and more. And I'm not even going to get into the full list of it.
No. Zac Efron won, I think, for best dramatic performance for The Greatest Showman.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that should put it in context for you.
All right, let's get to some stories here. Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, is oversharing with the press again. The 74-year-old sat down with the Daily Mail for a conversation that many say make him look more unhinged and dishonest than ever.
Oh, boy.
Following his notorious photo scandal, Thomas says that he had an awkward conversation with Prince Harry about it in which he lied and hung up on the royal. Harry had warned him long ago about the press's trickery. He said, Harry told me that I should never go to the press, that it would end in tears. He said, they will eat you alive. This was in the new interview on one of his first conversations with the 33-year-old Duke of Sussex, adding that he was right. And here he is talking to the press about this.
He's not getting it, is he?
No, he's not. When Harry asked him if he staged those photos that I referred to earlier, Thomas admitted that he'd falsely claimed that he was, quote, being measured for a hoodie. Who gets measured for a hoodie?
Like a hoodie sweatshirt? Just,
my hoodie guy's coming by today for right. some measuring.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. My bespoke hoodie.
Andre, yes. Yes. How big do you want the hood itself to be? I'd like a standard European cut, if you wouldn't mind.
Right.
On my hoodie.
What is his end game here?
I think he wants to be king.
Like Ralph?
That's my guess. King yeah, that Ralph? He believes oh that his God. Daughter can help him become king of England.
All right, hang on a second.
It's the long game, certainly.
Okay. Is there any scenario at all no. ever that could end up with him as king?
Yes. If aliens from outer space yeah. okay, make him king after the attack and no. conquer Earth.
Casey, if the he has no blood in the royal lineage.
He virtually has no blood in Meghan Markle.
That's right.
Okay.
So they could deem another house royal again, and for some reason, all okay. of the, you know, so they would never.
However, in Game of Thrones, he could probably have a king.
Yeah, he'd have a shot at it. He said after the scandal broke, Harry had reportedly cited that earlier conversation and said, if you had listened to me, this never would have happened. Thomas then claims he replied, maybe it would be better.
I can't understand the way you talk.
No, he said, maybe it would be better for you guys if I was dead. Then you could pretend to be sad. And then he hung up on him.
Well, he didn't hang up. He says he was waiting for Prince William.
Yes, that's a good scenario. I'll accept that.
Well, if you were to see him. You know, years ago, the dad. And he said, you got to meet my daughter. I think she'd be perfect. Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not realizing.
He then added that there's no bad blood on his side, but that he was done playing the royal game. He said, I'm not mad at Harry, and I'm not mad at Meghan. I love them. I wish them well. But
he just needs to step away.
But he said, but as for the rest of it, F it. I'm done. That's what he said exactly.
All right, good.
F it.
Now be done.
I'm done. He won't be done. Are you kidding me? It's not going to happen.
He has a new show on Lifetime.
So I was sad to see this while we were gone. Charlotte Ray. The actress best known as housekeeper Edna Garrett, first on Different Strokes, and then its spinoff, The Facts of Life, has passed away. She was 92 years old, and she died while we were gone on vacation.
92 is a good run. Yeah.
That is. That is. She also did stage, and, you know, she had worked for
a ton of stuff.
She had a lot of work in her career. Both shows premiered in the 1970s, by the way, ran well into the 1980s. Her cause of death was not immediately known, but loved ones confirmed she passed away peacefully, surrounded by her family, at her Los Angeles home. It was last Sunday.
Do we have the montage of her some of her clips? Because she has such a well-known delivery. Her pentameter yeah. was so instantly recognizable.
It was kind of shaky
yeah,
a little
exactly
bit.
Exactly, a little bit, yeah.
This is it.
All right. You said you had one 13-year-old daughter. You didn't say anything about two boys coming to live here. I don't do windows, and I don't do boys.
I never told this to anybody before, but I slept with a doll until I was in my late 20s.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It was a little owl, and every night I'd squeeze it, and it would say, hoo, hoo. And I'd answer, anybody, anybody. Oh, I gotta get going. I gotta make the bed, vacuum the rug, do the laundry, scrub the floors, clean the windows. Everything's gotta be perfect. No, she won't find anything to complain about in this house. I have vacuumed those poor rugs so many times they roll up when they see me coming.
So that was all from Different Strokes then, I guess.
And Goodfellas.
And Goodfellas, yeah. Okay, yeah. I forgot about that. She was
undercover. I'll get the blood out of the carpet.
Yeah. But anyhow, she was born in 1926 in Milwaukee, studied drama at Northwestern University, and then moved to New York to follow her dreams of becoming an actress. She became a comedian, landed a role in the TV comedy Car 54, Where Are You? In the early 60s.
Man.
She also did a lot of stuff, including the Vagina Monologues and on Broadway.
I have a vagina!
In shows including the musical Little Abner, and of course Mrs. Garrett was her most well-known role. She had said about her character, "I loved that woman. She was such a nice lady. She was a good cook." With her son, Larry, Ray wrote an autobiography entitled The Fact of My Life. And in 2016, noticed that she had remained close with many of her co-stars. She said, "I'm still close to the girls. They're
really
beautiful." She said, "They're beautiful now. And now it's woman to woman, not woman to children." She was diagnosed with bone cancer last year. In addition to her son, Ray is survived by her sister and three grandchildren.
Do you know her? One of her best friends was? You remember Paul Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of her best buds.
I didn't know that. And a few of her co-workers and co-stars took to social media.
George Clooney say anything?
No, not that I know of. He may have, but I just have a couple of highlighted ones because he was on different strokes. He was on Facts of Life.
Facts of Life, yeah.
But Todd Bridges had acted with her. He said, "Different Strokes would not have been the same without you, Charlotte Ray. You were loved by everyone on our show, and you were loved by everyone on the Facts of Life. We will miss you. My heart is full of pain. Rest in peace." And actress Kim Fields, who worked with Ray on the Facts of Life, said on Twitter, "You all already know my heart is heavy, yet sorry, no words at the moment, just love and tears and, yeah, smiles." So,
what did Mindy Cohen say?
I didn't see anything from her yet.
Miserable bitch.
No, she's probably.
Oh, she's
mourning.
You're probably right.
Okay, well, I don't have. This is a week ago, and I, you know.
Not getting up to speed, man. I just thought that's the cruelest thing I've ever heard.
No,
you work with a woman that long, you have not one word to say.
Maybe she did. I don't know. Nick is
you cow.
She posted some stuff about grief, it says here.
Oh, okay. All right. I take it back, Mindy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Anyhow, more sad news. The Real Housewives of New York City are devastated over the loss of Dennis Shields. He reportedly died of an overdose. He was 51 years old and was found dead at his apartment in Trump Tower. He was on and off with Bethany Frankel.
Yes.
Since 2016, and he appeared on the show many times. Frankel met Shields through his ex-wife, Jill, whom she went to high school with. In a statement to People, Jill said, "We are all heartbroken. Dennis was and will always be the love of my life. His spirit lives on in our children. Please respect our family's privacy." This time, the New York banker asked his assistant to give him Narcan, supposedly, which, of course, reverses the effect of narcotic overdoses. But apparently it didn't work in time.
You're the big Real Housewives guy. Did you like the way he was on the show?
I hate that show. But listen, that's pretty, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
This guy OD'd, and he's successful, and you don't always expect those type of stories to pop up. In a recent episode of Real Housewives, Frankel admitted that Shields wasn't Mr. Right. She said, "Yeah, it's a really hard thing to realize that someone you love is just or doesn't mean that they're the right person," noting they could never live together. Jill Zarin told the Post that she's devastated for Frankel. She said, "I know what it's like to lose someone so soon. It's unbearable." She lost her husband to cancer earlier this year. While it is believed that he died of an overdose, that information has not yet been confirmed. The medical examiner's office is investigating the death of the man believed to be Dennis Shields, found at the Trump Tower, they had said in a statement. So we'll see if there's more on
that. How many Real Housewives are there? There's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Dallas.
Orange County.
Orange County.
Beverly Hills.
There's a bunch of them.
Oh, come on.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kylie Jenner toasted to 21 in barely legal style. Not only did cops shut down her birthday party at LA's The Delilah Down, they shut it down, but Australian model Tammy Hembro was put in an ambulance and taken to the hospital.
Oh, is that because I saw the picture of someone face down on a gurney being wheeled out of the party? Was that
face
her?
Face down?
Face down.
Okay.
I guess maybe if she was vomiting, that's
maybe
so she doesn't throw up into her own mouth.
It's possible.
Know. Possible.
Mm. You know that. You know how models are.
I don't know much about this girl, but she has modeled for Chloe's Good American Jeans Company, and she also appeared on the cover of Cosmopolitan Australia in September.
Huh.
The model, also a mom of two, is reportedly a friend of the family. Thankfully, she's now on the road to recovery.
So a picture of all the sisters sitting there, partying it up, Preston. You had Chloe and Kim and Kylie and Kendall all just This it looked like Dracula's wives all sitting there.
Hembro's on the road to recovery. Kylie's sister Kim, Courtney, Chloe, and Kendall partied down with Kylie.
Yeah.
Along with boyfriend Travis Scott.
They said they went through five, count them, five Bloomin' Onions.
five? Well, hey, they were free,
yeah.
Right?
They were free, yes.
Because
it was her birthday.
Mom, Kris Jenner, Scott Disick, and Nicki Minaj were all there.
I watched a, not to derail here for a second, sure, but I watched a video. There was actually a music video on MTV. I was so startled by it. And I had to stop and watch it.
There was music?
There was actually a music video on music video television, but... What is that human ass on Nicki Minaj, or is there filler?
You've been asking that question for years now.
And in this video I saw where she's apparently an alien on a beach with green hair in a bikini, her ass arrives about a half hour after she shows up.
Yeah. I think her, because she just released a new album or something like that. I follow her on Twitter. Because you, the listeners, made me, because it was, I did a poll a couple of years ago, who should I follow?
Right, so now you follow Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, so I follow her, and she goes by Chun-Li now, and she was like basically...
Chun-Li, that's from Street Fighter.
I know.
Okay.
Well, her Twitter handle is Chun-Li or something like that, but she's topless on her album cover.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So there's something now called a Brazilian butt lift. And what they do is you actually, like, put extra weight on yourself, and then you go into the plastic surgeon, and they, like, push all of the extra fat that you just gained into your butt.
Wow.
I only know this
that sounds healthy.
I shop at a store near a little boutique, and the girl likes to show off all of her plastic surgery. So when she got her boobs done, she showed them off to us.
What is it called?
I'm not going to say it now that I'm
Brazilian
saying
Brazilian
bailiff. Oh, Brazilian butt lift.
Okay, all right.
I actually like her.
Nicki Minaj?
Not necessarily her music, but
her poetry.
No, I don't know what it is about her, but she's outspoken and she's not afraid to just put it out there. I don't know.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of how I feel.
This is my boom. Song. Take back my life. Song.
All right.
Moving on.
We're moving on.
Moving on.
Staffers at Talking Dead are quitting in protest over accused sexual assaulter Chris Hardwick's return. His ex-girlfriend, Chloe Dykstra, accused him of mistreating her and a charge that he has denied, of course. AMC reviewed the case and allowed him to return. A female executive producer and a handful of other two dozen staffers are reportedly out. I did not know that. Hardwick had an emotional staff meeting on Wednesday, the rap reports, during which he apologized. The fallout comes on the heels of his first appearance on NBC's America's Got Talents since the scandal broke.
I'm just curious. So for the people who quit, what would it take for do they just believe he's lying, or are they?
Yeah, listen, you know what? You may, in a story like that, you might take a side.
Okay.
You might just go,
yeah.
I'm sorry. What they experienced with him was enough to go, you know what? Yeah, I could see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
It's their call.
You'd have to be there.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan is apologizing for recent comments that she made to Britain's The Times about the Me Too movement. Apparently, she had said women who come forward with assault allegations look weak. And she said, I would like to unreservedly apologize for any hurt and distress caused by a quote.
Does it mean to participate in that particular revelry?
In a recent interview with The Times, Lindsay tells people the quote solely related to my hope that a handful of false testimonies out of a tsunami of heroic voices do not serve.
A tsunami of heroic voices.
To dilute the importance of the Me Too movement.
I've been reading.
Or she's got somebody helping her, maybe.
Yeah.
And all of us who champion it. However, I have since learned how statements like mine are seen as hurtful.
In the cacophony of cascading contradictions, I find myself hearing more about and morose.
Wow.
Somebody likes alliteration.
Textiles.
Textiles?
I ran out of words.
Well, that's one.
But she said, statements like mine are seen as hurtful, which was never
just remember, very stupid.
Which was never my intent. I'm sorry for any pain that I may have caused.
All right.
Listen, I'm glad this story came up because I want to get your opinion on it, Steve.
All right.
Because you're Mr. Superhero, movie and genre altogether. And because I have an opinion on this as well.
Right.
Actress Ruby Rose has deleted her Twitter account after getting dragged online. Rose experienced an extreme backlash following the news that she was cast as Batwoman in the CW's spin on the DC comic story.
I think she's a good choice.
I don't.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
She's and here's the deal. For a superhero that doesn't really have any superpowers, technically, she's too... she's too thin. She's not. You need somebody who's. You know what I mean. Unless you have extraordinary superhero powers,
but they never are. They, if you look at the people on the CW shows, they're not particularly jacked, or they're not.
But they're metahumans. This is
right.
This is someone who doesn't, and she's stick figure thin.
Now, how does that make you feel, Steve?
Well, let's see if she puts on. If she, you know, gets a little more. I mean, she's like in John Wick 2.
I didn't like her in John Wick 2.
Action-wise, she had the chops.
I
think she's a good choice.
Yeah, I disagree. But so people have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a landmark role. She was the first lesbian superhero to headline a TV show, which I don't care about that. I just think...
Wait, meaning she's a lesbian or the character?
But there are lesbian characters on Supergirl.
Okay.
So anyhow, the Batwoman character is set to debut in December during the CW's annual...
And Commissioner Gordon's a cross-dresser.
...crossover event. This year, the event will include episodes of The Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl.
So I don't watch Orange is the New Black anymore, but apparently she is either on or was on that show.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you watching it?
No, I've never seen one episode.
I watched an extended scene of her, I guess, she was brushing her teeth, but she was naked, like, the whole time. And I didn't mind looking at her.
Was she in good shape?
She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's a beautiful woman, and she can act. You know, she's a good actress. But I just don't, for this,
I think she's too... You know what happens? More often than not, there's been, I'm not cool with this. And then I eventually see it, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I get it. I see where they were going with this. I think they're trying to make Barbara Gordon or whatever iteration she's playing, a Batgirl, you know, a little bit more street, a little bit more badass, you know, a little more Nicki Minaj ass.
That tack. So she's not bodybuilder, but she's street smart and tough.
And it's tough. The way you draw inspiration from Nicki Minaj, is what she is.
Maybe she'll use Nicki as a
role model.
A role model for, this particular character.
I like her.
let's see. What else here? In June of 2015, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck announced their intention to divorce. In April of 2017, they filed joint legal documents. But according to The Blast, the Los Angeles Superior Court has warned them that their case could be dismissed if they don't take action. So they've got to...
get on this. There's been at least two or three celebrity divorces that have come down... to the last second. I think actually Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian were just about to have the case dismissed, and then they finally went through with all the legalese and all that document stuff. But how long do you have to wait? How many years do you get?
Depends on the state.
Yeah.
I mean, if in Pennsylvania, for example, I think if you don't do anything for 3 years, they can just withdraw the papers. But Arnold and Maria are not yet divorced, right?
They are not, and that's been like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Aye.
If not longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine. That's how many years?
That's how he counts.
Yeah, like a horse.
Yeah. Like a horse.
He's on his finger.
And then you put a little piece of kielbasa in his mouth. There you go. Good boy. Good boy.
Soon after that news broke, The Daily Mail photographed the 46-year-old star leaving Affleck's home in L.A. So,
but
they share children
together. Oh, yeah.
You know I want them back together.
I know you
and
do.
And I want them to both co-produce the new Batman movie.
I like having her single. I like her on her own. Fantasy.
Just the idea.
There's hope.
Yeah.
speaking of another woman that we absolutely are in love with, Gal Gadot.
Oh, my God.
Will voice Shank. A tough driver in Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet. Godot joins returning cast members John C. Reilly, Sarah Silverman, and Jane Lynch. The Wreck-It Ralph sequel hits theaters on November 21st, by the way.
Justice League is making the rounds, you know, on cable. And now I've seen it like 50 times. How many ever times it's on all the time. She's great in it. It's a lot of fun, but she's just, you realize how statuesque she is. She's standing alongside Ben Affleck, who's like 6'4".
In real life, how tall is she?
She's like, got to be like 6 feet, right? 5'11", 6 feet.
Yeah.
And then in the Wonder Woman shoes.
Yep. If you ever see the scene of her in, what's the movie with her and Isla Fisher? And,
The Neighbors? Or
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it, but there's a scene
Keeping
Up with the Joneses.
Now, Isla Fisher's kind of short, but there's a scene of the two of them standing next to each other where she's wearing lingerie, and she's just towers above her. And it's an awesome scene, by the way.
Yeah, she's 5'10".
5'10".
5'10", okay. So, anyhow, she is going to be in Wreck-It Ralph, which is cool. And then one last story. Netflix announced that Paul Rudd is set to star in a comedy called Living With Yourself, a series that has been given an 8-episode order. The former Daily Show executive producer Tim Greenberg created the show, which will follow Rudd's character as he undergoes a novel treatment to become a better person and then finds that he's been replaced by a new and improved version, revealing that his own worst enemy is himself.
Like a Stepford Wives kind of thing?
I don't know. It's kind of vague.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure. But it's Paul Rudd, and I'm on board. Cause I can't think of anything that he's done that I haven't liked.
No, I agree.
You know, every single character.
Incredibly likable instantly.
Yeah. Dinner for Schmucks.
I loved it.
Yeah?
You didn't like it?
No, I try to watch it every time it's on because I love Steve Carell for the same reason. I've loved Paul Rudd since Clueless.
Yeah?
Like, he was, like, the cool guy that every girl liked, but that's the only one I can't watch of his.
Does he end up with her at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Okay, because they're step-siblings, correct?
Yeah, but not really.
No, just family friends, and he's sitting on the stairs, and he's saying, you know, you're gorgeous and beautiful. You think I'm beautiful?
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
Never saw
it. You know what it is? It's got a sharper sense of humor than I think you might think it has. You know, it's like it's Fast Times at Ridgemont High-esque.
Yeah.
And it's got that, it's really sharp. It's fun.
You can come with me on September 6th. They're doing Clueless Quizzo and showing Clueless at the Prince Theater.
I've never said, how would I participate in the Quizzo? I've never
seen it. Why didn't you press it?
Why don't you stay home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you stay home?
Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris, who are of Little Miss Sunshine, are attached to direct that particular show. All right, let's get into clips, if you don't mind.
All right.
The Spy Who Dumped Me is an action comedy that shows just how dangerous it is to date a secret agent. Here, star Mila Kunis talks about how good of a spy she would be.
Oh, wait, I'm not ready. there we go.
Right.
Where are we going now?
How good of a spy she would be.
I'd be killed. I think I would be a horrible spy. I have a very distinct voice. I don't do characters. I can't change myself. I am what I am, and I'd be dead. So I would fail.
All right. So The Spy Who Dumped Me is in theaters now. Let's do the next clip. Christopher Robin shows Winnie the Pooh and friends coming back to an adult Christopher Robin at a difficult time in his life. Here, Ewan McGregor talks about playing the role of Christopher Robin.
I really like Christopher Robin. I really like playing him. And I feel like I've wanted to play him for, not him particularly, but this character. I feel like I've had in me for a long time.
Christopher. That wasn't the clip I was expecting. Pow! Christopher Robin is in theaters now, by the way.
Our Roy Perry, who were all a former co-worker, his son was at least one of the writers, if not the sole writer of the screenplay of that movie.
Shut up.
Seriously?
Oh, that's what I heard.
Alex Ross Perry? That's him.
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
I guess I should return Roy's text.
That's really cool. Good for him. Nice. All right, and that is what I have for you in my first entertainment report. Had a hard time getting to bed last night thinking about it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The crowd really loves it.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Am I doing this? Is this why you handed this to me?
No, oh, but okay, I want you to know about that.
Thank you. We have. I'm still trying to gather in all the information of stuff that we have to give away this week, and we do have several things, so we'll have your opportunity to win some stuff if you stay with us through the course of the morning. So we'll get you all the details after I have a chance to absorb all of that. Let's take a quick break. Come back in a second. Got some great stuff on the way this morning. I worked really hard on some Bizarre File stories coming up a little later. We'll be back in a moment. We're back from vacay. Happy to be with you.
Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10.30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
Yes, we are indeed back from a couple of weeks off. Sorry about that if you were not happy with us being gone. But thank you. To Casey, Marissa, everybody here involved in getting our best of shows prepped and ready to go.
Yes.
We try to position them as such where the segments that we play back may be at a time when you normally don't listen. You know, if you have listening patterns, you listen for a specific hour when you're on your drive into work. We try to play something that didn't air at that time before, so it might be fresh to you.
I ended up listening a lot, which is kind of weird to drive around and listen to yourself on the radio. Yeah. And just to hear back some interviews. And there were some, you know, that I completely had forgotten. And It's weird to hear, you know, hear myself asking a question and thinking, that's a dumb question to ask. You know,
I don't remember. Who's this idiot?
Yeah. But still, it's to consume the show the way most people consume the show is really interesting.
There was it is a team effort to put that together. And what I do is I basically pick all the breaks, and I had that same. When you look at it at paper, you go, oh my God, I totally forgot that we had this person in the studio. Yeah, we're going to run that back. But
yeah.
I walked in on Nick, who was editing one of the breaks, and he was just cracking up at something. Oh, we're talking about, for some reason, Matchbox 20. And do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you were editing a break, and we were talking about Rob Thomas. And then at one point, I go, give me a homemade reel.
And then everybody
about
him. Yeah. And we all chimed in.
And I walked in on you just as that had aired, and you were cracking up.
It's fun to listen back to him, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got some texts from friends. Like, one of them was like, dude, I didn't know you guys had Jane Goodall in the studio. Mm-hmm.
And she played Crack Shot.
It was awesome. No, she didn't play Crack Shot. That would have been great, though. Yep.
Man, that would have been. Oh, nah, it'd be, that's a hard one to swear.
No, she did when we had the canned farts.
Canned farts, yeah. I believe the farts. Fourth jaw contains Casey's gas.
I love listening back to music breaks. You know, we just played Royal Blood, and we had them in studio, and I listened to that and re-edited that break. And they like to hear those guys and Dorothy and Taylor Momsen's band.
Pretty Reckless.
It was also pretty sad to listen back and realize there was a time on one of the playbacks when Anna Faris and Chris Pratt were together.
Gary Marshall.
I realized how many people our interviews have killed or forced to get a divorce.
Yeah. So anyhow, thank you, Case, and Nick and Marissa and everybody involved in getting that stuff together, and the gang who, you know, like Sarah and everybody who ran the shows when we were gone.
Yeah, I think it was Sarah and Brent. They split the 2 weeks.
Cool. Appreciate
it. Max was here as well.
Yep.
Max and Connor as well.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. All right. Back to it, though. Some current stuff. And I saw this over the weekend, and this was a strange story. At first, I was like, wow, this is odd. And the more I read into this and then started listening to the audio, I felt really bad for this guy. Did you see the story about the guy who stole a plane? It was in Seattle.
Yeah.
And it was a Horizon Air passenger plane from SeaTac International Airport. He took off on Friday night, and he flew around the area. He did stunts. He did loop-de-loops and stuff like that. And the guy was just he was like a ground crew worker at the airport. He took the aircraft, and at first you think, okay, here's a really unhinged person who is, you know, over the edge. But in the audio conversation between him and the tower, he sounds like this level-headed guy who's just having a good time. And he ended up dying. He crashed the plane, and they're assuming, from the way he was speaking, that he did it on purpose. Because at some point he goes, yeah, I think I'm going to try barrel roll here, and then I'm going to go nose down and call it a night.
Yeah. And he had been everyone. And I was reading press, and I was fascinated by it as well, because I guess a woman who was his girlfriend or fiance or whatever the relationship was, she described him as like constantly making her laugh, and an upbeat guy, and a guy who just seemed to be.
Well, he was kind of. I think he had done some youth pastoring.
Yeah, and
he
so was, like, a, know, like a like a like a like a positive guy, yeah. And but it just came down on him, and this was one of the most bizarre. So it, I think they're calling it a suicide. He forced a plane straight down into the ground. I mean, you know,
he had meant they had.
He wasn't an accomplished pilot, though.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, not at all.
He wasn't a pilot at all. In fact, he talks about playing video games.
Right.
In the clips. They said they asked him if he needed help. He's like, no, I play a lot of video games, and so I got a feel for this, and this is this is actually pretty easy. It's easier than I thought. And he mentions near the end that he thought that one of the engines was running out or was stopping. And but they're pretty certain he took his own life, and the family is just absolutely distraught. We have some of the audio of him going back and forth, and not only is he communicating with the tower, he was communicating with other pilots in the area, and they keep saying, "Hey, you know, we're going to try to get you to land this thing." He even says at some point, he's like, "Hey, I never planned on landing." You know,
but when you listen to him speak, ask yourself, does this sound like someone who's at the end of their rope? He doesn't.
No,
It just doesn't come across that way. What he's saying does at certain points.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sound like what you'd expect to be a guy who's, this is it, I'm over. None of that.
Yeah, here's a few clips.
Roger, 2239, runway 16, strike, clear to land.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
If you go too much further in that direction, I won't be able to hear you anymore.
All right. Hey, pilot guy, can this thing do a backflip, you think? I'm going to land it. In a safe kind of manner. I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll. And if that goes good, now I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
Somebody texts in, the dude just wanted to go for a joyride. Stop overcomplicating it. You have to listen to all of the back and forth between this guy, because he talks about going nose down and calling it a night and apologizing to his family and friends. Like he was, because they tried to talk him into landing a few times, and he didn't want to have a part of it. In fact, at some point they said, he had said, I just want to do a couple of maneuvers, see what I can do before I put her down. You know, he said, I wouldn't know how to land it, and I really wasn't planning on landing it. And he said, man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day. He said later, I've had a blast. I've played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit. At one point, the control tower pointed the pilot of the stolen aircraft towards the runway at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, to which he responded. He goes, oh, those guys will rough me up if I try landing there. I think I might mess something up there, too. I wouldn't want to do that. Hopefully... they probably got anti-aircraft. He said they probably have anti-aircraft. And the guy in the tower responded, no, they don't have that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Where did he take it down?
It was an island in Puget Sound.
Okay, so there were no inhabitants on that island? Okay.
Yeah. And it was just just a weird little thing, you know? I mean, I was reading this story, and the more I heard of the audio, I was like, wow, this guy just, doesn't sound like somebody on the edge.
And to the point of a joyride, he's doing maneuvers where if he could take he was displaying ability that suggested he could have taken a crack at landing it, you know, in the water or landing it on a runway or a field or whatever and had a shot at it. The angle that he comes down on,
oh man,
is clearly I'm ending it all.
Did they show the crash? Because I haven't seen the footage other than him just kind of flying around. But did they have footage of it crashing?
Not that I know of.
I mean, we had something similar happen here. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago in Wildwood, where
the dude
was literally taking it for a joyride. We don't know if he was drunk or what the deal was. Ended up landing the plane safe. Have we heard anything since then about?
I remember there was an aftermath about that. I forget how it played out.
He landed on the beach and then took off. He ran.
Yeah,
and so,
they got him though.
Yeah.
There was a story out of St. Louis. When I was still living there, a meteorologist, a weather forecaster there. This woman had accused him of kind of stalking her and all this and that, and. And actually, the morning show on the station that I worked in, she called and played messages because he had gone on air and called her a disgruntled listener or a disgruntled viewer.
Yeah.
And she called in the morning show and was playing clips that he left on her answering machine.
Wow.
Which suggested otherwise. Dude, the next day he took a plane. He was a pilot. Took a plane up in the air, nose down, boom, killed himself.
Wow.
Crazy. Insane.
We do have more clips of this guy.
We do? Okay, let me play a little bit more. Then we have another plane story that I'm going to get to. This is him talking about the video games.
Right now he's just flying around, and he just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good. I don't need that much help. I played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get some, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded.
Yeah. So I'm not so lightheaded.
Yeah.
So what level of capabilities? He's on the grounds crew.
Yeah. So,
you've got to be able to taxi it, I guess.
Well,
or...
here's the deal. Here's the deal with that. So they're two-man crews, because I read about this. They're two-man crews. They do the pushback with that vehicle that grabs onto the landing gear.
Right.
Now, listen, I'm going to get the information probably all wrong in this for the most part. But anyhow, it takes two people. One person has to be in the cockpit.
Right.
And can be there to hit the brakes in case of an emergency. So that's why somebody can be in the cockpit and it's not suspicious or anything.
Yeah.
He did this by himself. He pushed it back by himself, and then he got out and he got in the plane, and he knew the sequence of you know, it's not like you just go turn on a key.
Right.
There's a sequence of things that have to happen.
That's what I was thinking.
The aircraft up.
It's a little bit more complex.
But he knew how to do it.
He was able to take it off. Yeah.
Being around there. Being around that all the time, I guess he just knew that information. And then from there on, it's like, you know, crank up the gas and pull the elevators back and go on up, you know.
There are some texts coming in, and I've heard this before as well, that like once you've gone through with the decision to commit suicide, you're actually very calm and content.
Really?
And so he had apparently, the theory is that he had made this decision, that he was okay with it, and that he was feeling good about himself, and that's why he kind of sounds this way.
Okay. Well, anyhow, it was a very, very strange story, and if you get a chance to listen to all of the audio, you get a better picture of that, but I just it was pretty wild. Anyhow, I have a completely different airplane story. That's a little lighter than this.
Yeah, the complete other end of the spectrum.
That I would like to tell you about. Televangelist Kenneth Copeland has a lot of experience with planes. We've seen, you know, him and the other guy. There are two of these televangelists that are really big into their aircraft.
They are really consumed with the level of aircraft that they own, and often the current plane they own is not good enough.
It just ain't going to cut it.
Because the Lord needs them to spread the gospel.
That is correct. Well, this is the last guy, and I don't have his name handy. The last guy who was asking, you remember, his parishioners to pray for the money
to
get the upgrade.
This is the guy
aircraft.
Who was walking down the hallway looking at the – he had the various pictures of the various jets that he had owned.
Well, this is his other buddy. Do you remember?
They were on the runway together at one point.
And at one point, that years ago, we played the audio of the two of them talking about how, you know, they didn't want to fly coach in a regular aircraft because they'd be around all these sinners.
Yeah.
And they can't get their
and
work
And they get distracted.
Done.
You get distracted by the riffraff.
And too many people are asking them to pray for them and so on. And they just, you know, they got
to... Have you seen the people that fly on commercial flights these days? They're disgusting.
Yeah. So
sinner. It was...
Similar to that. So televangelist Kenneth Copeland, best known for the for buying a private jet just so he could avoid getting in, quote, a long tube with a bunch of demons, is what he had said.
A long tube with a bunch of demons. That used to be Delta's old ad campaign, wasn't it?
We're just a long
tube with a bunch of demons.
Earlier this year, he also purchased a multi-million-dollar private jet and then asked people for an additional $2.5 million for upgrades. But apparently, God gave Kenneth Copeland the power to heal airplanes as well. And that is what he said during a sermon.
To heal airplanes.
Heal airplanes. And so Marissa grabbed some audio from this. It's kind of long, but you've got to hear what this guy is telling the people who listen to him.
There are a lot of sick airplanes out there. And fortunately, he's come forth. He's got the gift. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
We were blessed to have an airplane that it was a Vickers Viscount.
A Vickers Viscount.
And a man on our board of directors owned that airplane. And his financial situation had come to the place where, particularly after he got born again, and a lot. I won't go into all that.
No, but I won't go into all that. That's the religious part to get bogs things down. By the way, if we're all not clear at this point, not dime one is making its way to anybody who's poor. I just want to be clear on that. And I know I can say that to you. God bless you all, everyone sitting here right now, and it won't matter. You'll still gladly open up your wallets and put that money in the collection plate.
All right, let me continue.
But that airplane had been parked for several years. Mm-hmm. And it was a four-engine turboprop.
I mean, Jesus Christ, he sounds like...
He's talking about
this. He sounds like you're at an air show. Uh-huh. He's a preacher.
Uh-huh, he's in...
He's a man of the Lord, mm-hmm. ostensibly.
Mm-hmm.
Airliner. So, this is back in the days when George first came along, and oh, man, we had fun in that old airplane, didn't we?
Oh, my God.
They had an older sort of navigation system on that. I know many of you are going to remember that they didn't have the triple GPS coordination system that you find in the newer vehicles. Did I mention Jesus yet or anything?
This is a sermon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a particular fuel mixture that I'd like to talk about. And then, of course, why you shouldn't covet your neighbor's wife.
Right. Yeah, this is in front of a group of his followers.
This is in church. This is,
yeah, well.
Or whatever.
He's a televangelist.
This is airplane hangar.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we put that thing back in service. We went through that airplane from head to from nose to tail, and they did X-rays of the fuselage and everything, looking for corrosion. And there was some. It wasn't all that bad, but there was. The X-ray showed that there were some spots of corrosion.
Okay, and he's thinking, okay, how can I tie this back into
my spiel? Yeah. Yeah. Like the way your soul gets corroded.
Right.
Oh, good. Go with that.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, so he takes big, long pauses. There we go.
And so I was praying over it. And just...
He's praying over the corrosion.
He's praying over it, yeah.
Okay, all right. So instead of, going and out
then
and earning money...
I decided to return my faith to its upright position. Because the Lord's beverage cart had been stolen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were coming in for a landing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just as plain...
Listen to this.
The Lord said to me...
Okay, so this is God talking directly to him.
No fumar.
He's talking directly to him. Yeah.
The Lord said to me, lay hands on it. I'll heal it.
What?
Listen to the people talking.
What?
And he says, what?
What?
Even he doesn't buy it. Mm-hmm.
I never heard him. Funny. Well, he said, Kenneth.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
He said, Kenneth, you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. This is your thing. Mm-hmm. You're all about the freaking planes. Give it a try.
He said, corrosion comes from the curse.
Oh.
Self-pleasuring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And listen to the people going, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Comes from the curse. He said, I provided that airplane for you, didn't I? I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said, lay hands on it. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wait, didn't he say that? All right, so this plane belonged to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord provided it for him mm-hmm. at the...
Lord didn't have much use for the previous owner.
Yeah. The previous owner had
previous
come
in
hard
could
times.
Have gone down in a ball of flames. The Lord would not have given a rat's ass. I'm more important because I'm a vessel of information. Mm-hmm. And the other person, garbage.
Okay. And I started praying in the spirit, and the more I prayed in the spirit, the happier I got. And so I just went up, oh, man, you talk about laying hands on that thing. I laid hands on it all over, and it's a big old airplane. It took a while to do it.
I have to be honest with you. At a certain point, I put my pee-pee in a few holes. It felt good. Because some of them have some of the rubber stoppers that feel like a woman's lady parts. It felt good.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Who's sitting there? Who's sitting there listening to this?
A group of people.
And he has a very large following.
The answer is enough people.
Yeah. To pay for that beautiful aircraft.
Not one per... Listen, I don't know how big that crowd is. Not
are
one-
you out of your mind?
Right?
Not one person. All right, here we go.
Laid hands on that thing, just laid hands on it all over and praised God, laid hands on that and commanded that corrosion to leave in Jesus' name.
Seriously.
Then I crawled up and I kind of hunched my back and started chattering like... Who's your daddy?
Seriously.
And I saw that corrosion disappear. And I exploded.
Come on.
They did more x-rays and came back. There was just one little old spot there. I said, Lord, what are they? No, he said, I want to remind you. I said, what are you reminding me of? He said, they could have said maybe the x-rays were wrong.
I said, well, maybe the x-rays.
Oh, my God.
Are wrong.
If only you could see Steve's face right now. Come on.
I said, Alec, is there a maybe? Just maybe.
What?
X-rays are wrong.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. Take them out to an airport. Mm-hmm. Get a plane that has some sort of error, something wrong with it, something that makes it really not safe for flight. Lay down on it, and would he lay down on it and pray and then get in that plane?
Well, God didn't tell him. That would be the defense. God didn't tell me to heal this one, so I can't do it if he's not telling me to do it.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a
fail-safe.
A built-in fail-safe. All right, just a
little bit. Who let this jerk off in?
A little bit left here.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
So we laid hands
on it. You still listening?
So we laid hands on it again, and it's gone.
And you're buying it.
Yeah.
Even I don't believe it.
We need to loop that. It sounds like a cartoon evil laugh.
It does.
I will bring the city health and cure, and I'll cure you.
Here's the scripture.
And reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Boy, that's exciting, isn't it?
That's exciting. He said, lo, you shall take to the air in an aircraft. Double engine, long travel distance, comfortable seats. I speak unto thee.
That's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's let me ask you a question.
Sure.
About this guy and the other guy.
Right.
Do you think they even believe in God? Even think they believe at all?
If they do, peddling. What they're doing is a complete affront to anything that people who do good work on behalf of God or of their
religion.
Faith. Yeah. It's just a travesty that this excessive expenditure on these things. You know, when you could walk the walk and you know. Do what you're supposed to do. Do you think Jesus would be tooling around in a Learjet?
Do you even think it's possible that this guy believes that he's actually getting these messages?
No.
I don't believe it for a second. Because it's impossible for... it's impossible to heal an airplane, okay? It's just impossible.
It's possible to fix one.
Yes!
Exactly!
Yes!
You know, so...
And he's not doing
but
that.
It's
the
just,
mechanic
you
is.
Got, yeah. You can't argue with this.
Yeah.
It's entertaining as hell.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, this and the other dummy who are both, who have both convinced large congregations about the necessity of ponying up to make sure they travel in comfort.
Mm-hmm. But the sad part of it is there are elderly, devout,
who are,
religious people who buy it 100% and hand over their
right.
what they have left.
And are trying and are
the
doing
twilight
it.
Twilight of their lives.
Doing it for what they believe is a good reason, mm-hmm. and they're being hosed.
Yep, exactly. Yep, so. You know,
you know, I was talking to my father, the Prince of Darkness. Oops.
Oops.
Let that slip.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyhow, like you said, entertaining, though, Steve.
Yeah.
Entertaining to at least us.
Right. You know what, though? It's if you get a chance, watch that video of him walking down the hallway pointing to the different aircraft that he's owned. It's pretty impressive to
yeah.
watch this guy just deliriously happy over his history of airplane ownership.
Yeah, that's his other buddy, which I've forgotten the name. But anyhow, that was Kenneth Copeland that we were playing the audio of. And
what's that line from Scripture in Shawshank, Preston, that I think of from time to time? Is his judgment cometh and that right soon?
And that right soon.
You know, eventually mm-hmm. what goes around comes around.
Well, yes, celestially, there's a big, I like to think of it as a big, you know, when you're playing pool and you slide the things over.
Yeah.
There's a force that's moving it over.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming. It's yep. coming.
I would like to give away some, we have Avengers Infinity War.
Don't yeah. give them away.
It comes out tomorrow on DVD and on demand and on Blu-ray and all that good stuff. And it's available on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray. And we'll take caller number 10, 215-263-WMMR. And we will set you up with that now.
Great.
Make sure you call.
Movie.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a second. I have some bizarre file stories tailor-made for you, my friend. We will return in just a moment. Stay with us, please.
Hey, podcasters, it's Kathy Romano, and I'm here to tell you that it is finally your chance to win a spot to come to Kathy's Bitch Box Party. That's right, our next Preston and Steve sorority party, which will be held on Thursday, August 23rd from 6 to 8 at Harris, Philadelphia, will be featuring the release of Kathy's Bitch Box Part 2. It's a 21 and older event. Winners and guests will each receive Kathy's Bitch Box, which is filled with some of my favorite products. Your first drink is free, plus a happy hour buffet. So I have personally handpicked these items that will go inside of the box, and I'd like to thank all of the contributors: Hey Honey, LC Boutique in Warrington, Original Drinking Buddies, True Beauty Concepts, Braided Charm, Yummy Bites, Marinella Jewelry, Bondi Band, Sets Beauty, Wind and Wave Soap, Wine Knots, Priori Skincare, Crest Toothpaste, and Jade Yoga. Thank you everyone who contributed to make this amazing Bitch Box. So here's what you have to do for your chance to win tickets to the event. Email your name, age, and phone number to podcast@WMMR.com. Again, that's name, age, phone number to podcast@WMMR.com for your chance to win. Thanks for podcasting. Good luck, and I hope to see you on Thursday, August 23rd from 6 to 8 at Harris, Philadelphia for the Preston and Steve Sorority Party Kathy's Bitch Box event.
I'd like to apologize for Window Nation for my live commercial endorsement. Actually, Steve and I both a moment ago, but two sentences in, I smelled rotten egg salad as I began.
Listen, they're going to give you some leeway because you are, aren't you, their number one.
Yes, I'm their number one endorser. but I'd like to thank Casey for that back to work gift.
That was unintentional. I've been trying to make you laugh during your live commercials for months and months now.
Yeah, that one
little
worked.
Did I know.
Marissa and I were in the other studio, and we thought Steve had said something hilarious to crack you up. And then I walked in and smelled Febreze, and I was like, "Oh,
nah, Lysol!
Lysol!
You got the back end of it. I got the
front end,
the full.
Yeah. You were collateral damage.
We always talk about how silence is the scariest thing in radio, and then you just hear this little squeal and laugh come out of it. We're like, "Oh, something good happened."
Yep. Hey, I do want to give you a heads up about something that is on the way, and that is the Miller Lite London Calling with Green Legion and the Preston and Steve Show. We are headed to London, England. The Eagles and Jaguars are playing in October, and we will be there for a live broadcast. And not only will we be there, you very well might be there as well. We have your opportunity to win a trip along with us.
This is so cool. Mm-hmm. We've been looking for something like this for a while, and it all just came together very nicely.
And we have qualifying appearances that are taking place. So Thursday, you'll want to join Casey. He is going to be along with the MM Army at McGurk's in Horsham. And this will be at 7 to 9 p.m. And, of course, there will be some Miller Lite specials that will be available. And it's on Horsham Road in Horsham. And what you do is you stop in, you hang out, you basically get a ticket.
Yeah.
And if your name is drawn, you're one of our finalists. You'll be one of our 12 finalists to win the trip.
Yeah, we're having fun doing these things. I've done a whole bunch of them so far. Each one keeps getting better and better. The Green Legion girls are coming out and hanging out and handing out and signing their calendars. Our friends from Green Legion brought some old Eagles players last time to sit around and sign autographs. And everyone's just really enjoying it. There's this really fun sense of camaraderie. Plus, we have some birds to talk about now.
Yeah, yeah,
now the
exactly.
Season got started.
Listen, we're giving away a trip to London.
Yeah.
You know, so, and your next opportunity to perhaps win is this Thursday.
Do you know who's showing up to every one of these? It's kind of sad. Meghan Markle's father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
He wants a shot.
He just wants to get to London.
He just wants to go to London. Yeah.
Which, by the way, Casey, you guys have been giving away tickets for the Eagles at these events,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at any event that either Marissa or myself or anybody from WMMR that's hosting will. Somebody this Thursday will win tickets to an Eagles game.
Yep.
And you qualify for the trip to London.
Nice. Okay.
So McGurk's in Horsham, 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. Mark it, put it in your reminder, your calendar, whatever, and go by there because we'd love for you to come along with us. All right, Bizarre File Stories, here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Skull Shaver. Attention, bald guys, shave your head in less than 90 seconds and say goodbye to nicks, cuts, and scrapes with the all-new Pit Bull from Skull Shaver. Use promo code BALD at skullshaver.com for exclusive discounts. A grandmother shot a man who was pleasuring himself on a bicycle after he tried to break into her home.
Pleasuring himself on a bicycle?
I can't see how that's...
That'd be a little painful, yeah.
Yeah. The woman was putting out the trash at her Houston home around 5 p.m. on Tuesday when the man began following her on his bicycle while touching himself. She went inside the house, but the man climbed off the bike and then he tried to get in the front door. So she warned him to leave and told him that she had a gun. When the man refused to leave, she fired one shot through the door, striking the man in the chest. He managed to get back on his bicycle.
Yeah. It's going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
He managed to get back on his bicycle, but only pedaled a few meters before collapsing. Medics rushed him to the hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive.
And she calls Sassy.
The woman's 14-year-old granddaughter was inside the home at the time of the shooting, but did not witness the incident. The woman was questioned by homicide detectives, but has not been charged. Investigations are underway to see if any of the parties will face charges. Police said the man was out on bond after he was caught wandering around the same area while naked a week before.
That's good. They let him out.
Yeah, exactly. A woman in Canton had quite the scare on Monday morning when a bear broke into her home. The woman said the 400-pound bear broke through a screen door, pushed in her front door, and entered her home while she was lying in bed around 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. She said she played dead on her bed as the bear moved her dresser in her bedroom. Do you think you could have the wherewithal to do that?
No, I would freak the F out.
A bear has come into your bedroom and is moving stuff around, and she laid there still. Once the bear left her bedroom...
You know what the bear did, though, is pretty smart.
E-A-G.
And she jumped in.
I knew it!
Once the bear left her bedroom and went into her kitchen, the woman called police. She said, I was awake, but I heard something, and I looked up, and he was there. She was telling 911.
There's a bear in the kitchen.
When officers arrived, the bear was still in the kitchen, but it left the house shortly after.
The extension.
Officers shot one round at the bear who kept walking away into the woods.
That's just insane. You know, a lot of times up in the northern areas when the polar bear will start their migration, they will break into houses and you'll hear stories like this.
Yeah. Police then tracked the untagged bear into the woods but could not find it. Officials said they planned to set a trap near the woman's house. Now, this is in this area. In Canton, I don't know if this is Canton, Ohio.
It just seems
another
weird,
state.
Right?
It seems weird because this is the fourth bear to enter a home in the last week.
Wow!
In this town of Canton,
if we could we'll try to find out which Canton we're talking about.
Yeah, people in Canton are used to seeing black bears on their property.
It's in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But the bear's bold behavior of breaking into homes is concerning to them. So three in a week alone, or four in a week alone. That's crazy. A federal judge has ordered the continued detention of an Oregon man who was recorded last month taunting a bison in Yellowstone National Park.
I saw footage of this. It's got a lunatic.
The guy's standing in front of the buffalo going, come on, come on. You know, like he's taunting somebody to fight him. Judge Mark Carman ruled that Raymond Renke would be locked up until August 23rd at bench trial at the Yellowstone Justice Center in Wyoming. Renke has entered a not guilty plea. In denying him bond, Carman ruled that there were no conditions of release that would reasonably assure the safety of any other person in the community or guarantee that the Oregon man would show for future court hearings.
He ends up in a Yellowstone court. There's going to be animals on that jury.
Yeah. Carman noted that the defendant faced incarceration if convicted. Additionally, listen to this. Carman said that Renke has a prior criminal record, a history of alcohol or substance abuse, and a lack of stable residence or employment. During a trip last month to several national parks, Renke was first busted on July 28th for being drunk and disorderly inside Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. He was then cited on July 31st for failure to wear a seatbelt while in the passenger seat of a vehicle. The court filing states the park rangers noted that he appeared to be intoxicated and was argumentative. And on the evening of July 31st, Yellowstone National Park visitors reported that Renke was harassing and herding bison. He was subsequently cited for harassing wildlife and possessing an open container of alcohol. When video of him taunting a bison was posted online, federal prosecutors petitioned to revoke Ranky's bond on the drunk and disorderly charge. So this guy goes around to national parks, gets hammered, and causes all these problems. So what an idiot. Various sex toys, including a vibrator, were mistaken for a bomb, causing a partial closure at Berlin's Schenfeld Airport. A bomb. Employees at the airport were conducting routine x-rays of luggage when they spotted suspicious content in a luggage piece, according to the federal police in Berlin. Because it was unclear from the initial scan what the bag contained, an alert was issued shortly before 11 a.m., resulting in the closure of the airport's D terminal.
Look at this bomb. It's shaped like a large black penis.
While police investigated the suspicious items, the owner of the bag was called over the airport speaker system and eventually talked to police about his luggage. However, he was reluctant to properly explain the contents of the bag, possibly because of embarrassment, saying instead that his luggage contained, quote, technical stuff.
Technical stuff.
Yes. After an hour-long...
There's a technical store over near the airport, Preston.
After an hour-long investigation involving a bomb squad, authorities eventually determined that the items were sex toys. The airport's D terminal was reopened at noon. The incident came on the same day that Frankfurt Airport, Germany's busiest airport, was evacuated after a family that tested positive for explosives was mistakenly allowed to leave the security area. Both incidents came during one of the busiest months for travel in Europe, as many people are on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do one more quick story and wrap it up. Meet Florida man James Dylan Jordan. That is his name. He's by the way, a married couple was enjoying a Sunday evening out at a Japanese steakhouse when a tipsy Jordan began to undress and dance erotically in front of the female half of the duo.
Florida man, Florida man.
Distressed by Jordan's impromptu striptease, Jamie Carpenter, who was accompanied by her husband Christopher, advised Jordan to leave the Kobe Japanese Steakhouse in Clearwater. In response, Jordan became belligerent and began calling her fat and threatened to fight her spouse.
What a fun dinner.
Jordan was subsequently arrested for disorderly conduct in an establishment. He was freed from the local jail after posting a $150 bond. His rap sheet includes multiple convictions of possession, sale, and trafficking of narcotics, cocaine, and oxycodone.
Has he ever tried to fist fight a bison?
Not that I know of, but they didn't describe his erotic dance, fortunately. and that is what I have for you this morning in the Bizarre File. By the way, we have a text in from Alaska this morning.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They did not include their name, but they're listening from Anchorage. And fun fact, if you cut Alaska in half, Texas would still be the third largest state.
That is correct. Yes. So shout out to you guys in Alaska for listening. We appreciate it.
Have you ever
that.
Been?
Never have been to Alaska. I know
you've
been. Gorgeous. Yeah.
Loved it. One of the greatest vacations we've ever taken, my wife and I. Just magnificent.
I'd like to go. It's a bit of a, it's a haul.
About an hour and a half.
No, it's a bit more than that.
Just outside the Poconos, Preston.
It's a big commitment, but I would like to get there one day. All right, and that's the B-File. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment. Stay with us, my friend. We got a lot to get to this morning. We want you to be a part of it, don't you know?
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Marissa. So we were obviously off for a couple of weeks. A few things happened while we were gone. We'll try to recap some of the noteworthy things as we get back up into speed this week. But there was now listen, we don't have you noticed we don't play any Kanye West on MMR?
Well, we do only if we're analyzing, mm-hmm. say, like the Poopity Poop song.
Right.
Poopity Scoop.
Poopity Scoop.
Poopity Poopity Doop.
Yippee doop boop boop.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a song that came out. I don't, when did this come out, Steve? XTCY.
At the end of last week was the official single release.
Okay.
Is it Ecstasy?
It's XTCY, so those are the letters, and I'm sure it's ecstasy, but I'm yeah. just, you know.
You know,
I'm
you're not hip it. Enough, Preston. You got to watch the Teen Choice Awards.
I'm giving it to you verbatim. If you want to call it ecstasy, that's fine. But apparently there's a bit of a message in this. This is kind of controversial.
Well, listen, you know how these things are. Did Kanye's camp make it controversial by releasing it and isolating it to help, you know, to get the sales up? The album's selling very well as it is. But yeah, so basically, you know, Kanye's been very forthcoming about his, you know, his love of porn and things like that. And in the song, he says that he is drawn sexually in a veiled way to his sisters-in-law.
Oh.
So, but he calls it, Preston, smashing.
Smashing?
Yeah, smash.
That's smashing, sir. Yeah.
Or in the way that you use smashing, which is to take a smash, to poop. Which is to take yeah. a dump.
To poopity scoop.
There you go.
It all comes back around.
Long story short, this has caused, not that it's, people are outraged, or it's just they think it's kind of weird.
All right, I want to hear this.
Okay.
Are there words in that?
It comes in about 9 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Hang
on. You got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law, you would smash, I got four of them.
You got a sister-in-law, you would smash, I got four of them.
Okay, you would smash, I got four of them, okay.
Damn, those is the sisters, you did something unholy to them pictures.
Those is the sisters.
You did something unholy to those pictures.
Something unholy to those pictures.
Yeah.
Did something unholy to them pictures.
Damn.
You need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub.
Okay. You don't need to be locked up. You need a bigger hot tub so you can smash on them sisters-in-law.
Right. Yeah.
Poopity scoop.
A scoopity poop.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. So he thinks his sister-in-laws are hot. It's the Kardashians, right? So
yeah, and listen,
I assume
they are.
That's who he's
yes,
talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about Kourtney and
yeah,
and Khloe and
yeah, Kendall.
Kendall.
And he's like, I got four,
Kylie.
But really, I got three. But I got to be nice to say four.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's one I ain't too good with, man. I'm big bitch.
So some people think it's kind of weird to have a thing for your in-laws.
Though that's one of the old, yes. And someone, I was reading a critic point out that sort of ends, you know, that's been in songs before where, you know, your wife's sister or even mother or whatever is mm-hmm. sometimes there's, listen, and he was pointing out, the critic, that the things that attracted you to the whoever you are, your wife or girlfriend probably is a parent in the sister, and there's a genetic lineage, so there's going to be similarities,
right?
And so, you know, but to admit or to talk about pleasuring yourself to their pictures is kind of weird.
Yeah, true. That's a different level. Yeah,
and these girls are becoming spitting images of each other.
Surgery they are
right.
too.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly. okay.
Oh, God. We just put up this photo. They look like Stepford Wives.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, but I mean, Rochelle doesn't have any sisters.
No, I'm not in that. I don't have any, although her mom is, oh, man, would I like to, no.
You better be my regular Saturday night thing.
No, I can't speak from any experience on that.
Why don't you turn off that judge show and let's get it on?
I'm sure that there are people listening that may have had a thing for their or known someone who's even had an affair with. And now that's a whole other story.
I know a marriage that busted up because absolutely. Because a sort of friend of mine, and he started the sister. And they started having a relationship. And that was
while he was married.
And so. Yeah, yes.
Whoa.
So the family's torn
that
apart.
That destroys the family.
The sister is mm-hmm. persona non grata with the family.
Sure.
I mean, it. You want to talk about setting off a family bomb?
Yeah,
that's what he did.
He
and that's what
her.
She. I love you. And you're right at the end of the couch,
right? No, that's got to be the absolute. I mean, that's a family destroyer.
Yep. Have you ever dated someone who you were attracted to another family member, whether it be the mother or perhaps the father?
I don't know that I've ever dated anyone who had a sister.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a type, I guess, then, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if that's a type.
Loners who write good essays.
Willing to help with homework.
Or at least anybody that was in, you know, that I had a relationship with. I mean, I dated people and slept with people, but I'm trying to think of anybody who had a sister.
No sisters, huh?
I don't think I've ever been in that situation before.
Do you guys remember the details? And I'll look it up in a second. But with Marty Brodeur, the goaltender for the Devils all those years, like, I mm-hmm. think he married his ex-wife's sister.
Sister, really?
Something like that, yeah. And, yeah, there was an affair going on, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but I...
To the point that what attracted you to the one person
right.
is going to be, at least to some level, present in the sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I guess that's what does it. To me, that would render that person completely off limits, put it out of your mind, don't even go there. But for some others, it's not.
But the sister thing, Steve, if you go to the pornography world, it's never that. It's the mom.
It's Come the on. Mom who needs... That's not how you do it. Yeah, you right. do it like this.
I have a friend that dated a guy who's one of four brothers, and she dated a different brother than the one she liked because he was kind of like... He was the one that was available. The one she liked wasn't single at the time. They broke up. The other one became single.
Oh, okay.
But then she couldn't go to the other brother because everyone was too close.
But she always pined for the other brother.
Yes.
Huh. But she never followed up on that.
No, because she has a soul.
Okay.
Did yeah. you ever have a girl that you were involved with who really wanted to be with your sister, but she was taken?
Used you. Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. You wouldn't know at this point.
Yeah, that could have happened. Yeah.
It's a weird dynamic.
Mm-mm. I have hooked up with sisters.
Have you?
While I have.
Sisters,
but we
of like, a girl you were dating.
We like we none of us ever. I didn't date either of them. We just hooked up.
Okay. Oh,
I got you.
If that makes sense.
That's Did it create cool. a weird dynamic?
No.
Were
no.
they both in the room at the same time?
No.
Was one watching through the window?
No. No. It was, you know, college.
Nice.
That's
good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. I like that case. I've never done that before. Let me go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. What's up, Kath?
Well, unfortunately, I never hooked up with sisters. That's on my bucket list.
There you go.
Good for you. Good to have goals.
However, I did date my ex-boyfriend for about 2 years, many years ago. And then when we broke up, I married his brother.
Wow. How'd you negotiate that one?
It was strange. I mean, I didn't know his brother that well. We went out every once in a while. But we went out to dinner one holiday, and I went with the brother and ended up spending the weekend with the other brother.
Were you always, while you're with the one brother, were you always a little bit attracted to the other brother?
No, not at all.
Really?
Do they look like each other at all?
They do.
Okay.
They
do their penises look alike?
That's a good question. Yeah. How do the penises match up?
No, unfortunately, no, they did not. But they're still both very, very good. So
okay.
That was not a big deal.
Something tells me there was a reduction there.
This has got a question.
Well, Casey made me think of it. Like, are there similarities, like, between them in bed?
Hair
and,
color,
and
eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Not in bed, no. But personality-wise, yes. Unfortunately, my ex-boyfriend was... the devil. And fortunately, my husband is like the sweetest man. So I actually upgraded.
Wow.
Okay. Well, what is that scenario like now when the family gets together? Is it strange at all? Is there bad blood?
We don't talk to his brother. He hasn't talked to us in 8 years that we've been together. So,
and that probably has to do with this, right?
There's no relationship, unfortunately.
And the brothers don't have any relationship either.
No. However, we've run into his brother a few times through the years, and my husband has gone up to him and tried to talk to him, and he's already run out of a restaurant before.
You should, every year when you send the Christmas card to them, you should be straddling him.
Oh, dude.
Thinking of you. ... Because it's so close anyway.
We did invite him to the wedding, however, he chose not to show up. But okay. That's okay.
Wow.
Well, that was very big of you to invite him to the wedding.
Yeah, you know, we
or maybe that's also a slap in the face
yeah.
as well. I don't
Come
know.
Watch me do your brother.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. He would be, that would be, that is a tough one to handle.
Hey, what about the mom and dad? What did they think about it?
Well, there's only a mother, and the funny thing is about the mom, the brother had gotten to her before my husband did, so he made up all these stories, and there was all kinds of rumors going around. I just met my husband's mother 3 months ago, and we've been together 8 years.
Have you ever thought about perhaps sleeping with the mother just to have her come around to your side?
Wow, so she didn't come to the wedding.
No, not the mom, but I would do the sister.
Okay. Wow. All right.
You sound fun.
She's adventurous. Yeah. I like it. All right. Thanks for sharing, Kathy. We appreciate it.
Sure.
All right.
Thank
see you later. I'll go to John. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hi. It's John here.
It's what?
It's John here. You said it was John, and then he said it's John here. So okay. We have a confirmation.
Oh. Good. All right, John. What do you want to tell us?
Well, you guys.
Who did you kill, John?
Sisters.
Yeah. Okay.
You dated sisters?
Yes. I was with the older sister back, like, in high school, and we ended up getting together later on after a few years after high school, and we moved in together for a while, and when we separated, it was not an easy separation. She ended up actually trying to sue me.
Okay.
And then...
for being too exciting.
Go ahead. What happened after she tried to sue you? Go ahead.
I ended up paying out a little bit of a settlement due to us having a house together and everything.
All right.
And then I was hanging out one night, and I ended up hanging out with the younger sister.
Uh-huh.
And one thing led to another. Me and the younger sister got together, and it made it a little awkward for a little bit for hanging out with the family.
Anyone else getting turned on?
Yeah, but for separate reasons.
Wait a minute. So, John, are you still with the younger sister?
No, we end up just recently separated.
Sorry to hear that. How long were you together?
Just about 2 years. It was the...
probably about a week.
About 2 years. The sister didn't really... sister's husband and all, and the sister didn't really care for it too much.
Okay. So it didn't work out for you guys.
Well, you learned your lesson. Would you ever do it again?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there.
Thank you, John. Man, that dude got sisters.
Because it's not that hard.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, we clearly don't need to have a rap.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah, this. Okay. This you don't really hear of that often. This is Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, bud. So we were talking about people who had dated siblings or maybe even married or gotten into a relationship.
Yeah.
So you have one, but with an added twist to it.
Correct. So a few years back, I actually, I was dating this girl. Things were all right for a couple months and, you know, it fizzled out or whatever. But right after her, maybe not even a month later, I started to date her twin sister.
Wow. You dated her twin sister.
Correct.
How did that come about? I mean, you
low lighting.
You knew that it was her sister. Had you met the twin before when you were with the other girl?
Yes.
Okay.
So I dated the first one for, like I said, maybe 2 or 3 months, and then that just kind of fizzled off, and for, you know, no bad blood or anything, and then just kind of hooked up with the other one.
Are we talking identical twins?
Identical twins. Yes.
Identical twins.
And then how long with the second girl? How long were you with her?
Only about a month.
Oh, but, so these are quick. Okay.
Is it possible it's just one girl who was schizophrenic?
No. My buddy was dating their older sister at the same time, so we all kind of hung out through the whole course of the thing.
Man, that's got to be weird. I don't know how. I mean, did that create bad blood between the two sisters?
Not that I know of, and with my time with both of them, or at least with the second one, there was never a conversation that came up about it.
They'd done it before.
They do, it's actually there. Yeah, you were being passed around like a breath mint. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Totally.
Wow.
Interesting. Thanks, Steve. Let's see who else we go. Oh, wow. Okay. I have Eric. Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Good. All right. So, yeah, we got started on this. So, Kanye, to reset here. Kanye West is has a song that's out, and he talks about having a thing for his sisters, the
sisters-in-law,
Jenners and Kardashian. Yeah, I'm sorry, sisters-in-law, the Kardashians and Jenners. And you have a sibling thing.
Yeah. When I was growing up, there was a girl a few doors down who had a thing for my oldest brother. So they got a little, you know, kids will be kids. But through the years, this girl ended up taking my middle brother's virginity, and then years down the road, I ended up hooking up with her. So she was just, I don't know what it is about my genes. But...
So she worked her way through all three brothers?
Yep. She must like the way we all kind of similar builds and look kind of similar. So.
Okay.
Wow.
Did any of you guys end up in a relationship with her, or was it just kind of a...
I think my oldest brother did for a little bit, but... I don't think I know not me, but my middle brother didn't.
What were any of you jealous or upset, or did that cause any strife or conflict because you were all involved with this, or was it more on the order of just casual sex?
No, I was too young to know anything back when it was my oldest brother. My middle brother, she kind of had a thing for him and felt bad for him, I guess.
She felt bad for him. How old was she by the time she got to you?
I was 20.
And she was 61.
Maybe it was a case of, you know, like sometimes there's, you know, those Stevens boys.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Oh, man, yeah. I'd like to, you know, you would see the three handsome brothers, and maybe it was she just wanted to get in there.
Work the way through it, yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. She just had a thing for us boys.
Interesting. All right.
I think maybe it's easier to do that than the other way around with, you know, sisters, because guys are
less
just
drama.
Pigs.
Less drama.
I'm going to work my way through. Oh, you know those sisters.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. By the way, do you guys ever share stories amongst the three brothers?
My middle brother passed away, and my oldest brother, we don't talk anymore, but we're all aware of the situation.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
He's chuckling.
I appreciate it.
That's wild.
But more to the fact, the in-laws, that makes it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because it's technically within the family, though not by blood.
All right. I'm trying to, some of these descriptions that we have on our call or screen
are vague.
Our screener are like, it's like, you know, it's almost like when you do, you know, second cousin twice removed.
Yeah.
To figure out how the lineage of this. I'm going to go to Alicia, see if we can understand this one. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Okay, so one of my good friends, I hope he doesn't mind me talking about this, but his older sister dated a guy in high school, or I'm sorry, in college, and they split up, and a couple months down the line, his mom ended up hooking up with the guy, and now they're married.
Whoa!
And now they're married? So he became the sort of stepfather of...
Yes, after dating the sister.
So at one point, they all get along.
Yeah.
How do you pull that off?
I don't understand how they do it.
They're all adults.
Yeah, Jesus.
Later on. But yeah, the sister's now with a different guy. I think they're planning their wedding now, but yeah.
Oh, man.
I know it was weird for a little bit, but I guess, that, you know, like you said, they all became adults about it. They talked about it and worked everything out. But wow. Yeah,
when you've shared, you've shared a level of intimacy with someone who's
with the daughter and the mom.
With the daughter and the mom.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of wild.
That's a whole other level.
That's Penthouse Forum, Preston. Yeah.
Thank you,
Alicia. I know you're not going to believe this.
Let's head down that path because there's a few of them here. I'm going to go to Sam. Hi, Sam. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, my man. All right. So you were dating a girl.
Yeah.
We're getting flood alerts, by the way.
Oh, is that what that is?
Everyone's phone just went off.
Oh, yeah. Our severe weather alerts.
Our incest alerts have set off.
Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, yeah. So I was just recently dating this girl,
that I met through a friend. And a little bit before we broke up, I hooked up with her mom. And now I'm obviously not going out with the girl anymore, but I am, like, going steady with the mom.
Wait a minute.
Wait, you cheated on the girl with her mom?
Yeah.
How, oh, my God.
How did that happen?
Dude, we were... So,
dude.
We went down the shore one day.
Yeah.
Down the shore house, and the daughter bailed, and she still wanted to go down the shore, and then we were hanging out at the shore house alone, mm-hmm. and she literally turned to me and said, I know it's wrong, but I really want you.
Oh, shut up.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
All right. All right. So I need to see
take us without getting graphic. What happened next? Are you sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were actually watching Goodfellas.
You're watching Goodfellas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so she turns to, she puts her cigarette out and says, I really want you. She goes, let me get my choppers.
Literally from you see on Pornhub, man. It blew my mind. I sat there silent. I didn't respond. I didn't know what to say.
Did she start acting on you or what happened? Without getting graphic.
I didn't hear you.
He said, so did she make the move? So she says this to you. You said you sat there, you didn't do anything. Did she then start making a move on you, laying her hands on you and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She said, would you be mad if I kissed you?
Would you be mad if
She was super sweet about it and, uh-huh. Not pushing it too hard or anything, but... now we're, actually going steady. I just went to the Wildwood Tattoo Convention with her yesterday.
You went to the Wildwood? This is right out of Shakespeare.
Well, so this sounds legit because there was a tattoo convention in Wildwood.
And that
this does sound like something that would happen in Wildwood and let's say not to, Stone Harbor or something like that.
I don't know. You ever been to Memories?
Wow. So, and it's going strong,
but
huh?
That's stereotypical of a porn scene and with you going, I can't do this. I date your daughter.
It's okay. She's in the shower. She'll never know. Man.
So the daughter. So let me delve further into this first encounter. The daughter left. She makes this move on you. She says, "Can I kiss you?" She kisses you. Did it lead to full on coitus right then and there?
Yes.
And whoa. Did you, in the living room on the couch with Goodfellas on in the background.
Yeah.
You guys didn't try to change it. You didn't go hide somewhere. In a bedroom where you just in case the daughter came back.
Oh, no, not at all.
Mom, what are you doing?
Mom! Well, are you going to stand there? Are you going to join in? Well, why?
This.
Now you hold it like that.
Hey, Sam, who's better?
Ooh. The mom, for sure.
Wow.
Who's hotter?
Yeah, 50 years of experience. The mom.
Is that like the sexual version of Turk Duckin? Because you,
I guess so.
Because
you
had the product of what came out of one opening.
Oh my God! Yeah. In that way, you mean it?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Hang on. So, how old is she, and how old are you?
I'm 20, and she's 50.
Wow.
I don't buy it.
I
need to see.
Let's
pictures.
Just go with it.
All right, Sam, send me pictures of everybody.
Can you drive me to the store to get cigarettes?
How do I do that?
You get a computer.
You're 20.
Take a picture. Yeah, right?
You're 20. Yeah, you shouldn't have it.
This number?
No, just send it to kcboy@wmmr.com.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
Thank you, Rob.
I'm just going to assume that they're both Swedish yoga instructors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we end up with.
Now, one's going to look like up mom, and the other one's like a young, immature female.
Okay, all right.
He'll send you a picture of Lisa Ann.
Yeah, right.
It'll be Brian Dennehy with the wig on.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. Wow, okay. Well, that, I don't know, man. Nick, any feedback on the text? Are people calling really?
People seem to think that's a good story, at the very least.
Okay, let me go to another one. I have Scott on the line. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well.
Not as good as you are, apparently.
Yeah, you have a mother-daughter thing, or mother and sister, it says.
It's a mother-daughter.
Okay. Okay.
I was single. I had a home, and I was used to walk around the house, as a single man.
Used to walk the way a single guy will walk around his house. When you're married, you settle down. You sit a lot more. But when you're single, you're always walking around the house.
Around the house.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the neighbor
He must be single. He walks around a lot.
Walking around naked.
Well, there you go. That's the key element.
Okay.
All right, Jesus.
And the neighbor saw me standing in the kitchen, and she brought it up in a casual conversation, not so casual. And I ended up hooking up with her. And at the time, I didn't realize she had a 21-year-old daughter. And I met her at a bar and started talking to her and ended up hooking up with her. And next thing I knew, she was next door. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I started trying to figure out what was going on. And I realized it was mother-daughter. And
so you just by happenstance hooked up with her daughter at a bar.
Correct.
Not knowing, okay, that they were
okay
in a relation. So, how, now this is next door. So, how did this play out? After you know,
it played out fine. The daughter and I continued a relationship, and the mother and I still casually hooked up. And
did you ever hook up all three of you?
I'm sorry.
Did you ever hook up all three of you?
No. No.
Did either one know what was going on?
The mother knew about the daughter, but the daughter never knew about the mother.
Wow.
And is this still happening?
No.
Okay.
No,
now he's on to the dad.
I've since moved on and married someone else that I'm happy with, but it was an exciting...
I couldn't help but notice you walk around the house nude.
How long ago was this, Scott?
14, 15 years ago.
Oh, all right.
Okay. All right, I got you.
So hopefully they're all in prison by now.
Yeah. Wow. Who was hotter, mom or daughter?
You're
going to say the mom, aren't you?
They both had good qualities. I would say probably the daughter was cuter.
Yeah.
But the mother was definitely more built.
More built.
Yes. Bigger boobs?
Yes, bigger boobs.
Okay, interesting. All right, Scott. Thanks, man.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, see you later. Well, it happened.
What a pedestrian conservative. You know, there's a lot of this going on out there, apparently.
All right, let me go to Rob.
Is it adventurous or just lazy?
I guess. Okay, let me hear. Okay. Tom. Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Back from vacation. Dying to hear your story. What's the deal?
So when I was in high school, I dated my stepsister, who ironically enough was also a twin. But before my parents got divorced, both my stepsisters now, slept at our old house, and one of them was sleeping on the couch. The twin was sleeping on the couch. My girlfriend at the time was sleeping with my sister. And, you know, it's...
All right, wait. Give us a second. So you slept with your stepsister to begin with.
Yeah.
No. I didn't sleep with her. I did not sleep with her. I went out into the living room because I guess I woke up in the middle of the night and I kissed her. And she rolled over and it was my ex-girl. It was the twin of the girl I was dating. So... Hey.
All right, let's be honest here. There are no girls.
No. So, Tom, so this girl, though, she was your stepsister?
Yes.
Okay, and you guys dated?
Yes, we dated for about 2 years. It was within the first couple months. It was, I didn't hook up. I just walked out of my bedroom fully clothed and wasn't naked. But I leaned over and I completely forgot that my girlfriend was in my sister's room. And next thing you know, I'm kissing my girlfriend's twin sister.
Okay.
And
all right. But let's back up a minute.
Yeah.
You dated your stepsister.
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. You said no.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the ending of the whole thing. So after my parents got divorced, after my ex-girlfriend and I broke up, my mom and her dad ended up getting married, and we still see each other, and it's like nothing ever happened.
I can't even understand what happened.
I'm lost.
So yeah. Then I'm you know, we're doing it doggy style, and I realize it's the Pico guy.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not. It's a little too confusing.
It's too confusing.
But thank you.
Yeah, I know something happened.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, when I heard dating, I did hear dating stepsister, did I not?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently it sat on our screen for 3 years or something like that. Did you ever see going back to the mother-daughter thing, did you ever see the movie called The Judge with...
Robert Downey Jr.
and Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall,
yes, yeah. I did, yeah.
So there's he goes back to his boyhood town where he grew up, and his high school crush, the girl, she has a really interesting name.
Famiglia?
Famiglia,
yeah.
Vera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
She works in that cool restaurant by,
yeah,
the,
right by the waterfall.
Yeah.
And, but anyhow, he ends up being out at a bar one night, and he hooks up with this young girl who's really hot.
Yeah.
And it turns out she's the daughter of that girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the woman, and he is terrified that he might have hooked up with his own daughter.
Yes.
Did you ever...
I don't remember that part. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He's terrified.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give it away. It's a really good movie.
Well, what about Winter Soldier? Civil War. Captain America is bordering on hooking up with the daughter of Haley Atwell.
No, the
grandniece.
The niece. Right. It was the niece.
Oh, and he does. In Civil War. They end up together.
Yeah.
Remember, they were making out Winter Soldier and the Falcon look at him, give him that look like. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's another movie with Kevin Costner and Jennifer Aniston called Rumor Has It. And Shirley MacLaine. It's cute. It's a chick movie.
There's another movie called Slutty Sister 7.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep's in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I remember that.
Robert Downey Jr.
Anyhow, so interesting. Thank you for your calls. It can get a bit rocky, if you will, when...
That's right. So, Adrian had a sister. We used to call her Stain.
Stain?
She was the uglier one.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people would get on the bus and just think she was a stain there.
Oh, okay.
She was actually a passenger. But Adrian never found out.
Oh, really?
No.
Did this happen after your second fight?
We did
fight?
Something with a little bit of peanut butter and Buckus, but I don't want to talk about
and
it.
And Buckus. Cuff and Link were
Cuff and
involved,
Link.
Right?
No, well, we lost Link.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Anyhow, this all got started on this new Kanye song called Ecstasy or XTCY. Anyhow, thank you for your calls. We appreciate it. We should take a break. And what I'd like to do is have an opportunity for the ladies who would like to be members of the Preston and Steve sorority or who are already members. We have Kathy's Bitch Box Part 2 party coming up, and we are headed to Harrah's, Philadelphia. It's not till Thursday the 23rd. It'll be 6 to 8 p.m., and you come in and you will get, and by the way, you have to be there. You have to come to the event to get Kathy's Bitch Box filled with some of her favorite products. Your first drink is free, plus a happy hour buffet.
Nice.
And we'll get you in the sorority if you're not in yet. So 5 callers will be able to come on board. You have to be at least 21 years of age. You can bring a friend with you. They have to be female. It's ladies only. 215-263-WMMR. It's from Harrah's, Philadelphia. Sign up now for a total rewards card and receive over $250 in offers. Take exit 8 on I-95 Harrah's, Philadelphia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
Take us without getting graphic. Liar. What happened next? So you're sitting on the couch?
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually watching Goodfellas.
You're watching Goodfellas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so she turns to, she puts her cigarette out and says, "I really want you." She goes, let me get my choppers.
Literally from you see on Pornhub, man. It blew my mind. I sat there silent. I didn't respond. I didn't know what to say.
Did she start acting on you or what happened without getting graphic?
I didn't hear you.
He said, so did she make the move? So she says this to you. You said you sat there. You didn't do anything. Did she then start making a move on you, laying her hands on you and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She said, would you be mad if I kissed you?
Would you be mad if
I... Yeah, she was super sweet about it and, not pushing it too hard or anything. But, now we're actually going steady. I just went to the Wildwood Tattoo Convention with her yesterday.
You went to the Wildwood. This is right out of Shakespeare.
Well, so this sounds legit because there was a tattoo convention in Wildwood.
And that
this does sound like something that would happen in Wildwood and let's say not so, Stone Harbor or something like that.
You ever been to Memories?
Wow, and it's going strong,
but
huh?
That's stereotypical of a porn scene, and with you going, I can't do this. I date your daughter. Like, what?
Yeah. It's okay. She's in the shower. She'll never know.
Out of a board.
Man.
So the daughter. So let me delve further into this first encounter. The daughter left. She makes this move on you. She says, "Can I kiss you?" She kisses you. Did it lead to full on coitus right then and there?
Yes.
And whoa. Did you, in the living room on the couch with Goodfellas on in the background.
Yeah.
You guys didn't try to
change it?
You didn't go hide somewhere, you know, in a bedroom where you just in case the daughter came back?
Oh, no, not at all.
Mom, what are you doing?
Mom! Well, are you going to stand there? Are you going to join in? Well, why?
Like this.
Now you hold it like that.
Hey, Sam, who's better?
Ooh. The mom, for sure.
Wow.
Who's hotter?
Yeah. 50 years of experience. The mom.
Is that like the sexual version of Turk Duckin?
Because yeah,
I guess so.
Because you had
a little bit of everything. You
had the product of what came out of one opening.
Oh my god! Yeah. In that way, you mean it?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Hang on. So, how old is she, and how old are you?
I'm 20, and she's 50.
Wow. 90 and 50.
I don't buy it.
Well,
I need to see
pictures. Let's just go with it.
All right. Sam, send me pictures of everybody.
Can you drive me to the store to get cigarettes?
How do I do that?
You get a computer.
You're 20.
Take a picture. Yeah, right?
You're 20. Yeah. You should have
this number.
No, just send it to kcboy@wmmr.com.
Okay.
All right. Now,
thank you, Rob.
I'm just going to assume that they're both Swedish yoga instructors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we end up with.
Now, one's going to look like up mom, and the other one's like a young, immature female.
Okay, yeah. All right.
He'll send you a picture of Lisa Ann.
Yeah, right.
It'll be Dean. Brian Dennehy with the wig on.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. Wow. Okay. Well, that I don't know, man. Nick, any feedback on the text? Are people calling out? Or really?
People seem to think that's a good story at the very least.
Okay. Well, let me go to another one. I have Scott on the line. Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing very
not
well.
Not as good as you are, apparently.
Yeah. You have a mother daughter thing, or mother and sister. It says.
It's a mother daughter.
Okay. Okay.
I was single. I had a home, and I was used to walk around the house, you know, as a single man.
Used to walk the way a single guy will walk around his house. You know, when you're married, you settle down. You sit a lot more. But when you're single, you're always walking around the house.
Around the house.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the neighbor.
He must be single. He walks around a lot.
Walking around naked.
Oh, there you go. That's the key element.
Okay.
All right. And the neighbor saw me standing in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and she brought it up in a casual conversation, not so casual.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up hooking up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't realize she had a 21-year-old daughter. And I met her at a bar and started talking to her and ended up hooking up with her, and next thing I knew, she was next door. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I started trying to figure out what was going on, and I realized it was mother-daughter. And
so you just by happenstance hooked up with her daughter at a bar?
Correct.
Not knowing, okay, that they were
okay
in a relation. So this is next door, so how did this play out? After, you know.
It played out fine. The daughter and I continued a relationship, and the mother and I still casually hooked up. And
did you ever hook up all three of you?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever hook up all three of you?
No.
Did either one know what was going on?
The mother knew about the daughter, but the daughter never knew about the mother.
Wow.
And is this still happening?
No.
Okay.
Now he's on to the dad. I've since moved on and married someone else that I'm happy with, but it was an exciting.
I couldn't help but notice you walk around the house nude.
How long ago was this, Scott?
14, 15 years ago.
All right, I got you.
So hopefully they're all in prison by now.
Yeah. Wow. Who was hotter, mom or daughter?
You're going to say the mom, aren't you?
They both had good qualities. I would say probably the daughter was cuter.
Yeah, okay.
But the mother was definitely more built.
More built.
Yes. Bigger boobs?
Yes, bigger boobs.
Okay, interesting. All right, Scott. Thanks, man.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, see you later. Well, it happens.
What a pedestrian conservative. You know, there's a lot of this going on out there, apparently.
All right, let me go to Rob.
Is it adventurous or just lazy?
I guess, okay, let me hear. Okay. Tom, hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Back from vacation. Dying to hear your story. What's the deal?
So when I was in high school, I dated my stepsister, who ironically enough was also a twin. But before my parents got divorced, both my stepsisters now slept at our old house, and one of them was sleeping on the couch. The twin was sleeping on the couch. My girlfriend at the time was sleeping with my sister. And, you know, it's...
All right, wait. Give us a second. So you slept with your stepsister to begin with.
Yeah. No. I didn't sleep with her. I did not sleep with her. I went out into the living room because I guess I woke up in the middle of the night and I kissed her. And she rolled over and it was my ex-girl. It was the twin of the girl I was dating. So... Hey.
All right, let's be honest here. There are no girls.
No. So, Tom, so this girl, though, she was your stepsister?
Yes.
Okay, and you guys dated?
Yes, we dated for about 2 years. Within the first couple months, it was, I didn't hook up. I just walked out of my bedroom fully clothed and wasn't naked. But I leaned over and I completely forgot that my girlfriend was in my sister's room, and next thing you know, I'm kissing my girlfriend's twin sister.
Okay.
And
all right, but let's back up a minute.
Yeah,
you dated your stepsister.
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. You said no.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the ending of the whole thing. So after my parents got divorced, after my ex girlfriend and I broke up, my mom and her dad ended up getting married, and we still see each other, and it's like nothing ever happened.
I can't even understand what happened.
I'm lost.
So then I'm you know, we're doing it doggy style, and I realize it's the Pico guy.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not. It's a little too confusing.
It's too confusing.
But thank you,
Tom. Yeah, I know something happened.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, when I heard dating, I did hear dating stepsister, did I not?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently it sat on our screen for 3 years or something like that. Did you ever see them, going back to the mother-daughter thing, did you ever see the movie called The Judge with...
Robert Downey Jr. And Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall,
yes,
yeah.
I did, yeah.
So there's, he goes back to his boyhood town where he grew up, and his high school crush, the girl, she has a really interesting name.
Famiglia.
Yeah.
Vera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
She works in that cool restaurant
by the waterfall.
Yeah.
And, but anyhow, he ends up being out at a bar one night and he hooks up with this young girl who's really hot.
Yeah.
And it turns out she's the daughter of that girl.
Yeah.
Of the woman. And he is terrified that he might have hooked up with his own daughter.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't remember that part. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He's terrified.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give it away. It's a really good movie.
Well, what about Winter Soldier? Civil War. Captain America is bordering on hooking up with the daughter of Haley Atwell.
No, the
grandniece.
The niece. Okay, right. It was the niece.
Oh, and he does. In Civil War. Right. They end up together.
Yeah.
Remember, they were making out Winter Soldier and the Falcon look at him, give him that look like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's another movie with Kevin Costner and Jennifer Aniston called Rumor Has It and Shirley MacLaine. It's cute. It's a chick movie.
There's another movie called Slutty Sister 7.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Meryl Streep's in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I remember that.
Robert Downey Jr.
Anyhow, so interesting. Thank you for your calls. It can get a bit rocky, if you will, when...
That's right. So Adrian had a sister. We used to call her Stain.
Stain?
She was the uglier one.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people would get on the bus and just think she was a stain there.
Oh, okay.
She was actually a passenger. But Adrian never found out.
Oh, really?
No.
Did this happen after your second fight?
We did
fight?
Something with a little bit of peanut butter and buckets, but I don't want to talk about it.
And buckets. Cuff and Link were
Cuff
involved.
Cuff and Link. Right? I don't know where we lost Link.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Anyhow, yeah, this all got started on this new Kanye song called Ecstasy or XTCY. Anyhow, thank you for your calls. We appreciate it. We should take a break. And what I'd like to do is have an opportunity for the ladies who would like to be members of the Preston and Steve sorority or who are already members. We have Kathy's Bitch Box Part 2 party coming up. And we are headed to Harrah's, Philadelphia. It's not till Thursday the 23rd. It'll be 6 to 8 p.m. And you come in and you will get, and by the way, you have to be there. You have to come to the event to get Kathy's Bitch Box filled with some of her favorite products. Your first drink is free, plus a happy hour buffet.
Nice.
And we'll get you in the sorority if you're not in yet. So five callers will be able to come on board. You have to be at least 21 years of age. You can bring a friend with you. They have to be female. It's ladies only. 215-263-WMMR. It's from Harrah's, Philadelphia. Sign up now for a total rewards card and receive over $250 in offers. Take exit 8 on I-95 Harrah's, Philadelphia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Grilling season is here, and they have done it again at Omaha Steaks. This is the one and only deal that you can get. It is the Omaha Steaks Grill Ready Collection, a limited time for only $39.99. You heard that right. $39.99 is 80% off. And here's what you get. Two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four juicy boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four all beef Omaha Steak burgers, four traditional kielbasa sausages, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet. And for this deal, you get four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Did you hear all of that? You get, it's for $39.99. And what's wonderful about this is you're not going to have to stop off at the store on the way home. It's already going to be there ready to go. This limited time package for only $39.99 is available when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Grill Ready Collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon for summertime. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, grab your friends, and fire up the grill.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We'll eventually get around to talking about some of our activities on vacation because some of us took very awesome, exotic trips. Others didn't do a whole lot of anything, but you know,
sort of sat in dark rooms and cried,
right, things like that. But I don't want to let these bits of audio that we have get away from us over the past week or so. Some things that were worth highlighting and mentioning, and things that actually I haven't even heard. I've just read about. So I wanted to play these before we all of a sudden just let them disappear
into the ether.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. But apparently, Disney now has a bedtime phone line that you can call.
When I saw this story, it harkened back to years ago when these phone numbers that you'd call, hey, call in here, Elmo, you know, tell you a joke. It was all over the place. And the fact that they've resunk money into this is kind of interesting.
Remember, we used to call the Warrant Hotline.
The Warrant Hotline.
We like rock and roll.
Rock and roll. We like to do other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted out very funny. One of the towns that he mentions or that we mentioned in the bit, I guess he was in Little Rock, one of our listeners, and he goes, I thought Warren destroyed this town.
Right, exactly.
Wait, hang on.
Warren, yeah, rock and roll.
Audio Entertainment presents Warren.
Yeah, we like to rock and roll. We like to do a lot of other things, too.
Call the Warren Rock Line.
We'll give you the warm, hard facts on our personal lives.
Our fans always come first.
Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Kids, ask your parents' permission. You'll get the latest on tours, videos.
And what town we blew up last.
Call in here a new minute.
What town we blew up last. You know, long and hard, like male genitalia.
Right.
And veiny, too.
All right, so this is a long those lines, you call this and you get a recording or something.
Would you think kids now would be interested in something like this?
Little kids,
maybe little
kids. I think my kids
are too old for it right now. But you know, you get like a 5-year-old.
We have the audio of the it's Mickey and a few other people. I believe
it's 877 Mickey.
Yeah,
is what you call.
And so. I guess before, if the kids, you want to get the kid to go to sleep, you call this number.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Mickey Mouse. Oh, I sure am glad you called. Gosh, you must be getting close to your bedtime. I bet by now you've brushed your teeth and gotten into your pajamas. Well, that's great. Pluto and I just finished brushing our teeth, too. Tonight, I think I'll read Pluto his favorite story. It's about a brave dog who helps a lost bunny rabbit find his way home. Well, it's time for Pluto's nighttime walk, so I'd better go. Good night, pal. I hope you have sweet dreams.
Okay.
And it's cute.
Yeah.
I wonder if kids would just be bored. Like, couldn't you have, like, an animated version of that, like, on an iPad or something? Or
it might be kind of fun for them to hear it on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, as if they're actively talking to someone. But I assume it doesn't cost anything, 877-7-MICKEY. Because that was the thing. They used to
900 used to be the...
Yeah, they would charge you for those calls.
Right.
So,
that was part of it.
I assume it's free. So, yeah, they set that up. And then they... there's another one, Steve...
Yeah, they also go after the adult market. It's Disney. They want to be comprehensive. I haven't heard this yet, but it's sort of the same thing for adults.
All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Mickey Mouse, and I just turned 18, and I've never been horny. Ooh, wow. My tail is completely rock hard, and my white gloves are covered in KY jelly. I'm ready for action. Maybe it's a small world. But it's even smaller when you compare it to my...
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Same number?
Yeah. No, a different number. You got to make sure the kids don't call that.
Right. 900 number.
I get it. 977.
Maybe. Hang on a second. I want to hear that one more time.
Hi, I'm Mickey Mouse. And I just turned 18, and I've never been horny. Ooh, my tail is completely rock hard. And my white gloves are covered in KY jelly. I'm ready for action. Maybe it's a small world, but it's even smaller when you compare it to my...
Wow.
So is that one, like, so that's...
I don't know, honestly.
Live person?
I don't know. It sounds recorded, but I don't know what adult would enjoy that, but I mean...
Dude, there's plushies and all kinds of
people. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of...
So.
I'm sure there are tons of people out there that would...
It's totally weird.
Yeah.
But listen, they're a company that has to meet a bottom line, so want to appeal to as large an audience as possible.
Okay. we have other audio. I have not heard this yet. Do you remember Weezer did that cover of Africa?
Yeah, which became released as a single and as a huge single for them.
And it was good.
It's excellent.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a huge Toto fan, as am I, Preston. These are, again, we say it every time we talk about them, but the band was and is comprised of some of the greatest session musicians ever assembled.
Mm-hmm.
So when Weezer took this on and did a really faithful version of it, we loved it.
Yeah, and so we played that before, but I guess now Toto has decided that they would do a little payback for Africa, and they have done a version of Hash Pipe.
So we have two clips, one of them announcing what they're doing, and then a clip of them actually playing their version of Hash Pipe.
I don't know.
And we just have the music, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
This says Toto covers Hash Pipe, right. So here we go. That's really cool that they did that. Bad audio, but
there's a studio version. We should grab that audio.
Oh, there is
excellent. Yeah, Toto released it just a couple of days ago. So this was obviously we're catching up on some of the audio, but on Friday they released a studio version.
Oh, excellent!
Of Hash Pipe, yeah. Well,
so Nick, in the initial thing when they get up on stage and when that audio was gotten, as you said, Preston, you know, off a cell phone or whatever, I forget who it is. I don't really know the members of Toto right now who's left, but whoever gets up says it's funny because we were smoking hash before these guys were born. You know,
nice. All right, there's another little connection to this. Weezer was playing that version, their version of Africa, and apparently Weird Al Yankovic joined them.
What? They are Weird Al fans, huge fans. Apparently Rivers Cuomo is a huge Weird Al fan.
Yeah.
And he joins them on stage.
All right. Is this similar audio or?
Better.
Okay, better audio. So this is Weird Al with Weezer doing Africa. By the way, I love it when bands will bring out a guest musician mid-song.
Yeah.
It's much more exciting that way. So, all right. So. Is he playing the instrumental part? Or
I think that's him playing. Yeah.
Okay.
He's playing the accordion.
He's got his accordion. Okay. Murphy would have been freaking out if he was at that concert. I know he loves both Weezer and is a huge Weird Al fan. I love Weezer. It's such a good band.
One of my favorite ever concert experiences was locally at the
Blue Horizon.
Blue Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Weezer performed in the ring
for
an audience of about, 150?
Yeah.
And they had that big W hanging up. Do you know what that stood for?
Y-100. I forgot we were at their concert and the big W came down and the girl goes, does that W stand for Y-100? We're like, no, that would be a Y.
It was the festival, wasn't it?
Y-100. I don't remember if it was the festival or not. But all right. So here's a little bit of a Hash Pipe studio version. Still sounds live, but a professional recording. Like when bands do a little back and forth thing like that, you don't see it that often.
Well, it became a hit for Weezer, I think even Pearl Jam's biggest seller, their cover of
Last Kiss.
Last Kiss.
Yeah, that's not a Pearl Jam song,
right? So Pearl Jam, actually, we do have Preston a couple of covers that they did, and Casey does a spot on Eddie Vedder singing vibrato, and if you if you play their cover of Help.
The Beatles?
Do they slow it down?
It slowed down.
Oh,
but I think Vedder's got a great voice when he really puts it in. And, but there is that characteristic.
Well, Eddie's not a crooner.
No.
All right. So when you try to sing, you know, beautiful long notes, that's not his thing. Now, when he's more aggressive and wailing, I mean, you can't beat it. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's a dynamic front man. But the slower, more melodic things are kind of...
So tell me if I'm wrong. But
it's not my cup of tea.
I think you hear a little bit more of that Casey.
All right.
Better.
Here we go. Never need anybody's help anywhere. Now's days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. I find I changed my mind. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
I like it.
I like it done that way. Really is cool.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny, Steve, that you mentioned that because I was expecting something worse. And I love Pearl Jam, but I like that Help version. However, they, in the same concert, they cover Comfortably Numb.
Yeah.
And I don't like Eddie's version of that.
Oh, you don't?
No,
I thought it was okay.
That's Casey Eddie vibrato totally.
They should have it. I don't see it on
here. Let me say.
Go ahead, Nick.
No, they do a lot of covers in most of their shows. I just don't care for their cover of Comfortably Numb.
Okay, here's a little bit of that.
What you saying?
Hang on a second.
Can you do the face?
What?
Can you sing with the face? Can you do the?
I feel just like to bloom.
Yes. That is wonderful.
Oh, that'll have to make the Daily Roast. Yes. You need to see Casey's Eddie face.
Yeah.
I am comfortably numb.
It sounds like a billy goat.
It does.
Oh my God, that was really good, Casey.
Old McDonald had a
You know, Casey, where that face is most on a display is for the video of Jeremy.
Of Jeremy.
Yeah. Yep. So
it's at the end when it's, that's when he's really doing it. What?
Well, so was it I Love the 90s that VH1 did? And they had Trey Parker was commenting on that. He's like, since when is that face like... Hey, baby, how you doing? Yeah. And it was so funny. Hey.
And they did two shows in Seattle, Pearl Jam did, and they were called the Home and Away shows, and they benefited homelessness. There were a whole bunch of MMR listeners that were out there.
No kidding.
A bunch of people were tweeting at me, which was cool, and then they're doing a show tonight or tomorrow night at the University of Montana.
You were going to go out there for that if they were playing, what, the Gorge, maybe?
No, I was going to try to go to these home shows in Safeco Field in Seattle, but I ended up doing a trip to Colorado instead of the Pacific Northwest, so I didn't go. But
okay. I thought it was because of the venue. It didn't do much for you or something.
No, I'd like to see them in a baseball stadium. I keep hearing rumors that they're going to come to Philly.
They should!
Because they're doing Fenway. They're also doing Wrigley. They're doing this football stadium in Montana.
And there's a date that fits in there,
right?
Yeah, but... That the park's available.
I don't think that it's possible this year. I think if it happens...
Shields and Yarnell have it booked, Preston.
Well, those
Mime
guys
team.
Busy. Yeah. But I think it'll be more likely to be in the spring.
Wow.
Okay. All right, we have another piece of concert footage, and I don't... understand this. Britney Spears.
So this is the thing. Britney on tour, all right? Mm-hmm. So when she's on tour now, this is a thing. The fans.
Oh,
you know how these things start.
I know what it is now.
So, and you'll hear, who is it?
Meaning, it's Britney, bitch?
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is the thing now. You know, you have to know some of these things if you're going to these concerts now.
Do they say it together in unison?
They're all sort of screaming it, but you hear it, and then you hear...
It's Britney, bitch.
Right. So you can hear it in concert.
Here we go.
Give it a second.
Who is it?
It's Britney, bitch.
All right, so they're kind of, they have a cue.
That's their cue.
As to,
right.
And it comes
so remember, Preston, when you're at the Britney Spears concert.
Know. Hang on here.
Who is it?
All right.
It's Britney, bitch.
What?
So I enjoy that, like as a fan. So no, not necessarily that, but when there's an audio cue and you're supposed to play along as a crowd member, it makes it like so. Fish has that. And so there's a thing.
It's Fish, bitch.
It's Fish.
No, what's their moment? Because I'll tell you one from one of my favorite bands.
I mean, and it could be in the middle of a jam, and you just, if you hear Bennett,
Wilson.
Wilson.
I know that one. That's great.
And I love it.
Yeah. What is this? I'm not familiar.
It was a song called Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah. Wilson, King of Prussia.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I lay this hate on you. But if they go, that's how the lyrics
it's
go.
Wilson, bitch.
They mention King of Prussia?
They do.
I had no idea.
But not here.
Means the actual king.
I guess so.
Okay. Of Prussia.
Rush has one, believe it or not, when they're playing 2112, the intro to 2112. There's a part of the music that goes, and everybody in between those breaks says, hey, 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 hey. And it's cool.
Yeah.
Because you're like, here it comes.
Here it comes.
All right. And the whole crowd
does it.
This is my
part.
Yeah.
There's a song by Dave Matthews Band called Warehouse, and it's a similar thing. It's a guitar riff, and everybody does the Arnold scream.
It's like Arnold's there. Yeah.
Well, it's not your favorite, but Jimmy Buffett during Margaritaville, everyone yells, salt, mm-hmm. salt.
There's another Fish one that's similar to your Rush one where it goes, but it's a hey, and then there's some woos in there. But listen, if you're a fan of that band,
play you.
Play you.
Play you.
I told you guys at the Tower when Green Day played, I swear everybody did the in the middle of
oh my god, yeah.
We started it.
Oh, that'd be so. It's you were actually able to hear that.
I was ready for it because it's like tuned into my head at this point. You guys have been doing it for so long.
Marissa, is that the only Buffett call and response moment, or is there something else? There's fins
when you
to the
dance.
Left and the right.
I don't know, Nick, is there anything really?
Volcano?
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Mr. Hey. Ellie.
Hey. 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 On earth, it is onion slice.
Hey.
I have found the salt thing very annoying. Because
I find a lot of that.
It's just like repeating three times what the guy said.
Like the Money Money thing. Not that they're in concert, but, you know, the get laid, get effed.
Sweet Caroline, though. You have that one, that's fun.
Yeah.
So how is it supposed to go?
Oh, good.
So good. Sweet Caroline. Do you go bum, 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 or bum, oh, oh, oh?
I do bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
As if I'm a horn of sorts. Bum, bum, bum.
Bam, bam, bam.
This isn't the same thing, but recording is it of Stairway to Heaven when he says, does anybody remember laughter?
That's a live one, yeah.
The song remains the same.
Okay.
What it's from.
Anyone remember laughter?
Does anybody remember laughter?
No, because that's not
I do.
I.
You had asked. it's part of the song.
Mm-hmm. Now it's you have to say, who is it?
Who is it?
How is that?
Britney concert in order for you to be a part of the crowd participation.
Who is it?
It's Britney, bitch.
Okay.
It's Britney, bitch.
I watched.
It's Britney, bitch.
It was.
It's Felicity, bitch.
Felicity.
One of those YouTube holes that I fell into was like. You know, seven singers who this is what they sound like without their, you know, backing stuff.
Yes.
And it was Britney in concert and she sounded terrible.
Sure. Well, she's also dancing like crazy. There's no way you can do.
They showed other people dancing and singing like Bruno Mars and stuff. And
my friends went to the show a few weeks ago and they said it was amazing and it's all singles and you love all of it, but she's not dancing that much. And she keeps like pulling out extensions because she like plays with her hair a lot. So
she rips her hair out.
Extensions are falling out.
Tearing her own hair out.
It's bald, Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
It's a lot of lip syncing, but they said it was awesome.
It's baldy, bitch.
If you enjoy that, it was great.
Okay. I have another piece of live audio. Apparently, a Guinness World Record has taken place. It was 457 guitars all playing Highway to Hell.
Yes.
At the same time. Do we know where this took place? I don't know.
I think it's in Australia. I'm not sure, but I believe that they all had sort of pressed in those mini amplifiers. you know, that you can wear.
Sorry. Somebody texted it, it's Freddy Krueger, bitch. It's Freddy Krueger, bitch, instead of,
yeah,
it's Britney, bitch.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Freddy Krueger, bitch.
Yeah, so they all had these personal little amplifiers.
Okay.
And they're mostly electric guitars.
Wait, where was this?
I think it's in Australia. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Nick, if you could check to see where the...
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
457 guitars playing Highway to Hell.
It's a
Guinness record, Highway to Hell. Because we had that...
The Sydney Guitar Festival in Australia.
Remember we had that a couple of years ago of the 1,000 musicians at the same time playing...
Foo Fighters,
yeah.
To get them to come to perform a concert in a town in Italy.
Yes. Yeah, but that was not guitar alone.
No.
So that was a bunch of different musicians. It was bass, guitar, and drums, but this is just guitarists playing Highway to Hell.
Yeah. Or is this very specific to that song, right?
I'm sorry?
So the most amount of guitars playing that song rather yes. than the most amount of guitars playing together.
Playing ever. I don't know the specification.
All right, anyway.
It's a lot. It's that amount all at once. I was hoping the sound would be more blow you away kind of amazing, but it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Sydney, Australia, the world. Look forward to a new world record of AC/DC's Highway to Hell on the count of three. World record attempt. Here we go. One, two, three.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, if the dude's going to count off the song, count it off in four and the tempo of the song that you're going to play.
I know.
Instead of just one, two, three. No, it's one, two, three. Nah, nah, nah. All right, anyway.
Bastards.
That's me, drummer, bitching. Here we go.
Three!
Sounds like actually just like the one regular guitarist. Yes.
God bless the power.
It's sort of unimpressive, right?
By the way, speaking of that sound that you guys know I can't hit that.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of songs that have that in it and there are a few songs.
Somebody pointed out one of them that has it in, and I forget that it was on Twitter they had mentioned it.
The reason I thought of it is because I believe it or not, I went on a little Cyndi Lauper kick while I was gone.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And She-bop has it.
Yes. She-bop. In fact, we might She-bop. Have that.
And there's a song by Missing Persons that has it as well.
Do you hear me?
Words.
Yeah, words.
Yeah, where she goes, she's even does it a little bit higher pitched. And I tried to come up with other songs in my mind that might have those, and we could make a montage of them, but those are the only two songs I could think of.
There's a new one by, and you guys know that that Walk the Moon, Shut Up, Man.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a new one called 1 Foot.
Shut Up. Go ahead.
Do you know that one, 1 Foot?
No. Probably. I don't know the names of the songs.
Yeah. That's it. Wait. That's what they're pointing out.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
How's it go? I'm seriously, I'm not trying to make fun of how you're saying
it. 1 foot in front of the other.
Yeah, I don't know. Woo-hoo!
Yep. Yep. That's exactly how it
Do you
goes.
Have it?
Yeah, of course I got it.
Hang on a second.
I got it.
Let's hear it. Oh! That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It literally hurts my ears every time you do that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I have to take my headphones
off. Take them off.
I have hearing issues, and for some reason that one doesn't bother me.
I can go really high. I think in a valley, that'd be a great way to be found.
It would. Can you go higher than that? One more. A little squeeze it out.
Nope, that's it.
Nope. I top out.
That's your top.
I'd have to do my vote. You know, but for a while there, I'd lost my higher range.
Oh, you got it back.
But it came back to me. Yeah.
I lost my falsetto altogether.
Really?
And I don't have much of it.
No BGs
anyway,
so for you.
I couldn't even do that.
Can you do a... You're up there. Yeah.
I went to the ear, nose, and throat specialist.
To the Bee Gees clinic.
Hi, come in, Mr. Olivia. Everybody speaks that way.
Hi.
We're glad we could get you in. Mr. Elliot. All right. We're going to shave you now.
The Falsetto
Pissing
Institute
pain.
Of America. FIA.
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 FIA. Hello, FIA.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, Southern. I lost my falsetto. Yeah.
We can handle it.
No, but I went to...
it's a tragedy.
Because my you know, voice is my moneymaker, so yeah. I was concerned about
it. Yeah, sure.
And it just eventually came back around. They didn't find anything wrong, and it came back. Do we have that case?
Is it so wrong to love this song so much?
Oh.
By the way, speaking of guilty pleasure music, so I said I went on a Cyndi Lauper kick. The reason I did it is because for some reason or another, I was on YouTube, in case you mentioned YouTube Hole. At the top of my page, it was, you know, suggested audio for you to listen or videos for you to watch. And it was the solo segment in We Are the World.
Oh,
yeah. It was Huey Lewis, Cyndi Lauper, and I forgot who the other gal was, the blonde gal. She had one line.
Kim Carnes.
Was it Kim Carnes?
Kim Carnes, maybe.
And so it goes through and just shows them rehearsing that part over and over. Michael, it's the bridge of the song. Michael.
Come on, goddammit.
Michael Jackson does the first part of it, and he nails it.
Yeah.
Like he's, God, he was a great singer.
That's how it's done.
No
bitches.
Matter what you have seen about him, he was a great singer. But then it shows them rehearsing it over and over, and I was
Mike
just like.
Mic drop.
I was like, man, that chick could sing.
She could.
And she still can sing. But I went through and watched a bit about her. And then I showed my son, Carter, who's in choir. I'm like, do you know the song We Are the World?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't think so. So I started showing it to him. And I'm like, and I'm pointing out every single musician. I'm like, that's Lionel Richie. That's Tina Turner. That's Paul Simon. He loves Paul Simon. That's Kenny Rogers. That's, you know, and on and on
Stevie
and on.
Wonder.
Like, there's Steve Perry. And he was just blown away that doesn't ever happen anymore.
No, and it was of a time.
It also started me thinking about how I don't think there's that many absolutely outstanding singers anymore. You know what I mean?
You're living in a world of singles.
Is that just me being old?
No. There's
because
not.
I was like, I'm like, listen to the voice on Steve Perry right here, and I'm like, listen to the voice on Ray Charles right here, and I'm like, listen to, you know, I'm pointing out all these great singers. I'm like, this Stevie Wonder, listen to that. Yeah. They all have their very individual,
but every
amazing voices.
It's just that there's an oversaturation, and there's just so much out there, and. You know, I think it's tough to really distinguish now and really, really make a name.
Cut through
and make a huge name for yourself.
And even like Kenny Rogers was in that too, you know, and then, of course, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
It actually is the biggest turd amongst of We Are the World. It's like, oh, listen, I get it. He was amazing, a wonderful songwriter.
Yeah, the turd.
And a great and a great singer in his own style.
Sure.
But amongst these vocal stylists,
right.
It just didn't fit.
Do me a favor. Could you not sound like a turd?
When we heed a certain call.
But you did have the boss in there, and he kind of stood out as well. Because
All
right, we don't have to listen to We Are the World if you guys don't want to.
Stevie Wonder.
Casey likes it.
Yeah, I love it.
When it's time. To life, the greatest gift of all.
We anchor world.
Pretending day by day.
Kenny Rogers.
That's a moment. Somewhere.
That's James Ingram.
See that sign up there? It says, check your egos at the door.
Egos.
Did I misread that?
That's egos.
Who's
egos?
James Ingram? Who's that?
James Ingram was an R&B singer.
R&B guy. I don't know that one.
Mm-hmm. He's probably the one guy you're like, who is that one?
Yeah, okay.
Because no one knows who this guy is over here.
He didn't have as big of a career as a lot of those super duper superstars.
He's a
that
creep.
Were in that, so. What?
He's a creep.
I'm not a creep. Anyway.
Do they still do that jam at the end of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
like that's kind of close.
I guess that's it now, right? Yeah, yes. I guess that would be it.
Well, the first one was Feed the World.
Yeah.
You know that one which has a lot of 80s,
know it's
new wave.
that was all British.
Yeah.
And it was loaded. I mean, Bono and Sting and there were a lot of
great. It's great to be here with Bananarama. I'm sure we'll be sharing the stage for years to come. All the ladies in Bananarama.
Oh, that was a double sword.
That was like...
It's great to almost... be here with Andrew Ridgely. Bananarama.
We almost snorted in unison, man.
There was a stretch when they did a series of those, too, because little Steven had one called I Ain't Gonna Play Sun City.
Yes.
Which Bono was in that one
right,
as well.
Yeah.
And a whole
no
lot.
No Bananarama for that.
No Bananarama, but like Bonnie Raitt and a lot of people of that time. That was a good song. That was a really good song. But I'm just curious if that really doesn't happen anymore. It hasn't happened in a long time that I know of anyhow.
Yeah. So. It's just the changing nature. But those were, you got to remember, those things were just gigantic.
Sorry. I snorted so freaking loud that first time.
When Bananarama and Banani...
It's good to be here with Bananarama and Banani Rami. Of course, they're Egyptian counterpart.
We're trying to say Bonnie Raitt.
Banani Rami.
No, I actually messed up my punchline. I was going to say that they collaborate and they call themselves Banani Raitt. But the mess up was even better.
Banani Raitt.
Wait, so I'm seeing a video of they remade We Are the World for Haiti, and it's like Lindsay Lohan.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yes.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan and Dana Plato.
I don't even remember. There comes a time when the curses
fall. When the Haiti people have earthquake that shakes everything up. All the buildings are falling. The Haiti people are getting crushed.
Dude.
You should write these lyrics.
The
down.
Haiti.
Haiti's now flat.
The Haiti peoples are getting crushed. Haiti's now flat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's okay.
I got a squash cat.
Maybe it doesn't work anymore.
Who are these people in this Haiti?
Like, we're looking Kirsten at the video. Dunn.
We are the Haiti.
Josh Groban.
Groban.
He's got a voice.
We are the Haiti.
Josh Groban did. You're beautiful.
No,
no, that's no, James, that? Somebody or other.
James Blunt.
James Blunt. Yeah. Blunt.
They got you're Tony beautiful. Bennett.
Yeah. Hey.
He's really young now.
Hey. I've been to Haiti. Hey. T.
Uh-huh. Oh, somebody pointed out this. There was an 80s hair collaboration, a metal collaboration called We Are Stars. And
that's
it was
right.
It was led by Ronnie James Dio. He did that. And it was all the metal ones at the time. Uh-huh. It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. There was some great guitar playing, but it was kind of a goofy thing. But it was for kids. It had a good heart to it, but in hindsight it looks laughable
This is what predates, movements on social media now. So
yes.
now that social media has become this collective clarion call.
You're right. So there's not really I was going to say getting everybody together would be harder.
We
now,
are the Snapchat.
But you can just record it at home.
Yeah.
You can do it that way.
Also,
there comes a time when you want to look like a dog, when the filter heels gives you super long tongue to swing.
Yes, please. Please.
I've got dog ears now, and I got little arrows shooting in my face. I've got all these filters. I'm using them now.
Tough time for Haiti.
I just farted a little bit. You did that.
There comes a time when you fart without your call.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyhow, so that's some audio that we got caught up on.
There's a lot. It was some good stuff.
During our vacation. We are going to take a break at this point in time because I did do some work while we were gone and got some bizarre file stories ready for you. So we will spend some time with those when we get back. Stay with us. We'll return in just a moment.
This summer. Army is hitting house parties throughout the Delaware Valley, delivering our summer house party pack. Got a backyard barbecue, pool party, summer shindig? No matter what the party, we're going to help you get it started right. With food from Philly's own Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, a case of Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange, and backyard party games courtesy of Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group. Hit up the contest page at WMMR.com to register your party to win MMR's Summer House Party Pack from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your summer.
Now,
Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, it's brought to you by Monster Mania.
Oh!
And Monster Mania Con 40 is coming August 17th to the 19th, and you can see Justin Long, Freddie himself, Robert Englund, and Carl Weathers will be there as well.
Wow, man.
Some of our favorite guests and more. Tickets are available at the door, monstermania.net for information.
That's the Rocky movie that never happened. Apollo Creed faces Freddy Krueger.
Love to have seen that happen. All right, this is messed up. This is out of like a Freddy Krueger type movie, this horrible killing that took place, but it's just bizarre. A roofer accused of fatally cutting a coworker's throat with a circular saw claimed that he was being teased and drugged to work more. Yeah. Miguel Navarro faced charges of first-degree intentional homicide and mayhem in the death of 37-year-old Israel Vallis Flores. Now, Navarro allegedly cut Flores with a saw while they were on the roof of a home. Flores fell onto the garage roof, and a witness said Navarro continued cutting Flores with the circular saw after he fell. The alleged victim died on the garage roof from 10 sharp force injuries across his face, neck, back, and extremities. His jugular vein and carotid artery were both sliced. Isn't that just...
May we assume he was, in fact, not being drugged to work more?
I don't know. Navarro, I'm going to guess not, told police that he was angry about being teased for, quote, not feeling right after having sex, wasn't getting paid, and believed that he was being drugged to work more.
Oh, this doesn't sound right.
Police said there were no apparent argument. There was no apparent argument leading up to the attack.
Ooh.
Flores had handed the circular saw to Navarro, who then immediately used it to cut into the victim's throat. Navarro had actually lived with the Flores family and could face up to 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine if convicted. That is just...
That's brutal. It's
twisted. A photo has been posted to Instagram, which appears to capture the moment a woman armed with a baseball bat attacks a luxury Mercedes-Benz worth more than $400,000 in a suspected revenge attack. The Benz S63 AMG Coupe was attacked outside an apartment complex in Kent Town. A group of witnesses said a woman smashed up the car with a baseball bat after spray painting the words cheater, slut, and man whore on the side of it.
That's a lot of writing.
One witness said the scorned woman, aged in her 20s, was cool, calm, and collected during the rampage. She turned up in a Mercedes G-Wagon and she got out with a spray can. She painted one side, a witness said, then went around and painted the other side and then got back in the car and out with the bat. She took it to the car with a bat, smashed up the mirrors on the side that said cheater. The woman fled the scene after the attack.
See, cheater, slut, and man whore get it done for me because you want it drivable, so the person has to drive it to the the repair place. If the windshields are smashed out, you get it towed.
Well, it was just she smashed the mirrors.
Okay.
So just a little bit of damage. The car's owner is understood to be a local businessman, and it's believed the vehicle was only purchased last week, by the way, so it was brand new.
Do you know what I'd do? For guys who go through this, or girls, I would have a business that sells just the magnetic words, not A.
Put it right next to it, yeah. A peaceful day on the water turned to terror for a father and daughter in Pennsylvania. Dan Warely explained that he and his 7-year-old named Layla were kayaking on the Conewago Creek or Conewago Creek in Adams County.
I'm not familiar with this.
When a beaver took to viciously attacking his brand new kayak.
I saw the picture of... This thing's huge. Go ahead, play it.
Yeah.
Nice beaver.
Nice big beaver.
Whirly, in the video that he caught on his cell phone is heard screaming, "Get away, because it's a beaver." "Get the F away. Get away, you F." He said, "I looked, and it was a beaver scratching at it, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. A beaver came up to us. It wouldn't stop. So I used my paddle, tried to hit it to get it away, and it just wouldn't stop, and it wouldn't stop." After realizing the beaver wasn't going to quit, Warely fought back with what he had on his hand, which was, of course, the paddle, like I said. And this prompted the beaver to head for his daughter, Layla, 7 years old. He said the beaver came up to the kayak and tried to get in the kayak. This is according to Layla. She said, I jumped out of my kayak and I ran to her. This is him talking now. I got to the kayak at the same time that beaver did.
So I seized the beaver and it's going after my daughter.
I climbed up on the back of her kayak, started to, and I had to punch it to get it off.
He's punching that beaver.
He punched the beaver
to get it off. Is that technically a falcon punch?
The fight eventually went to the shore where Wehrle killed the beaver.
So there's a picture of him holding it, and it's upside. And look at the teeth. Look at the teeth on this thing. God.
Yeah, they're massive.
I mean, they build dams with those things.
Yep. The Pennsylvania Game Commission confirmed the animal had rabies.
Oh, jeez.
And since Wehrle had to get a number of shots.
I'm guessing this thing, what, 50 pounds, 45, 50 pounds, would you say?
Yeah, probably. Mm. Yeah, it's a good size one. That's a nice beaver,
nice
by the
beaver.
Way.
A
very nice
probably
beaver.
Probably, from all the time out there, if it's had rabies, it was probably a smelly beaver, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Bloody beaver.
Yeah.
Nice beaver.
Police have rescued a man who called them in desperation after a baby squirrel chased him down the street and wouldn't leave him alone.
After the beaver story, you're kind of a pussy if you're running from a baby squirrel.
The unnamed man called emergency services after he failed to shake off the tiny animal. He told officers,
"Yes, a baby squirrel attacked me."
He told officers he felt stalked and under threat from the critter.
Mm. You eyeball me.
He said when officers took a police car to the scene, this was in southwest Germany, by the way.
Oh, of course.
They found the man being stalked by the persistent little creature and still chasing him on Thursday morning. However, the help wasn't needed in the end, as the animal apparently exhausted, it gave up the chase. Aww. And laid down and fell asleep. Yeah, it's really cute.
It's adorable.
Officers said the baby had probably been separated from its mother and was after the man in search of a replacement parent and home.
Aww.
They then brought the adorable...
I just want a mommy and daddy.
They brought the... And it scared that guy. They then brought the adorable squirrel into custody in the police station and decided that they would have fun by writing up a report about it. A police spokeswoman said that baby squirrels could be very persistent and fixated when they find a new parent, and their efforts can be pretty scary.
Just looking for love.
Yeah. All right, and there you go. We'll wrap it up. That is what I have for you in the Bizarre File for this morning, my friend. Let's take a quick break. I want to make sure that you've been paying attention this morning, because coming up in a little bit, we're going to have today's lesson question, and we have a prize associated with that, so we'll do that, and we have music, news, and trash coming up, too. Be back in a second.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
It is Monday. It's 16 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we are back from a couple days off vacation, but we're here to work now. Work for you, my friend, and you work right along with us, because if you do pay attention, you can be rewarded as of right now. We're going to do that because we're going to do the lesson question. We have a pair of tickets to see Hasan Minhaj at the Merriam Theater. So anyhow,
I think he's on the Daily Show.
He is.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Why are you wearing a shirt then?
I don't watch the Daily Show. It was free.
No, this is a Lannister.
This is not a, did I say his name correctly?
I believe so.
Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, he's funny.
Minhaj. All right. So, we have your chance to win tickets to see him at the Merriam Theater on Sunday, September 23rd. And if you can answer this question, you will win the tickets. Let's go with this one. In the movie Rocky, who was Adrian's uglier sister on the bus? It was very random.
Yeah.
215-263-WMMR. In the movie Rocky, who was Adrian's uglier sister on the bus? 215-263-WMMR. Call now. See if you know the answer. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. This morning is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Fuel your summer with iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts starting at $2. America runs on Dunkin', excludes cold brew plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Heidi Klum's oldest child, 14-year-old daughter Lanai, was introduced to her biological father for the first time ever while on vacation in Italy. Lanai, who was raised by the singer Seal, reportedly hit it off with her genetic dad, Flavio Briatore, who made her feel comfortable by using a nail gun on his cheeks.
Oh, my God.
John Mayer's Beverly Hills home was hit hard by a thief mid-morning on Friday. The intruder got away with $200,000 worth of musical equipment, as well as a collection of finger cots Mayer wore while blasting Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
And finally, apparently the price had to be dropped a few times on the legendary Howard Hughes estate in Palm Springs. Wait one second. Yes, the 1957 home of Palm Springs, home of Howard Hughes, just sold for $1.3 million. Yes, apparently the price had to be dropped a few times because the pool is reportedly still filled with his piss.
Oh.
And that's your Hollywood trash.
All right, we'll see if somebody knows the answer to this question. In the movie Rocky, who is Adrian's uglier sister?
I'm all over the place.
On the bus, and I will go to Jeff for the answer. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, who was Rocky? And Rocky, who was Adrian's uglier sister on the bus?
Her uglier sister was Stain.
Stain!
Preston and Steve's music news.
Let's just get right into music news.
No. I'll fix it.
We're going to do this. Hang on the line, buddy, because, Jeff, we are going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see Hasan Minhaj, and that will be at the Merriam Theater. He will be at the Merriam Theater on Sunday, September 23rd at 10 p.m. The 7 p.m. show is sold out. You can get tickets for the 10 p.m. show at Ticketmaster.com.
Just to explain all the mistakes we're making, we're really concerned about the weather.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what this is about.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right, now we will do music.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
All right, our music news this morning is brought to you by Monster Mania. Monster Mania Con 40 is coming August 17th to the 19th. You can see Justin Long, Freddie himself, Robert Englund, Carl Weathers, and more. Tickets available at the door, monstermania.net for more information. I mentioned this in the entertainment report earlier today, but in an exclusive report from showbiz411.com, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is said to be gravely ill. Aretha, who is now 76, battled cancer back in 2010 and is now hospitalized in Detroit, with the website posting Aretha is surrounded by family and people close to her. She will be so missed as a mother, sister, friend, and cousin, but her legacy is larger than life. It's not just that Rolling Stone called her the number one singer of all time or that she is the queen of soul. Long live the queen. There's been no official word from Aretha's family as of yet, but
yes,
they are reporting this, and she has been... She hasn't done any live performances in a long time. Her last public performance was here in Philadelphia roughly a year ago. She's done a couple of private charity events since then, but that's it. So if anything happens concerning her, we will let you know. According to court documents, a woman accused Marilyn Manson of sexual assault stemming from an incident that allegedly took place in 2011. The heavily redacted document says Manson was acquainted. It says acquainted?
Acquitted.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be, because he's cleared of rape accusations.
We're hoping for a full acquaintance.
Manson's attorney, Howard E. King, said under current policy, the Los Angeles County District Attorney must investigate any claim of sexual abuse, no matter how outlandish. It is not surprising that the district attorney, after investigation, summarily rejected the claims made in a police report filed by former acquaintance against Brian Warner, also known as Marilyn Manson. The allegations made to the police were and are categorically denied by Mr. Warner and are either completely delusional or part of a calculated attempt to generate publicity for the claimant's business of selling Manson memorabilia. According to the court documents obtained by The Blast, the Los Angeles District Attorney investigated Manson on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, assault and battery, and rape. The two assault charges were not filed because the statute of limitations had run out.
Is there's still like a huge underground Manson fandom, or has that?
I don't know. Rain? I mean, there was a concert this past week, last week with him performing.
Still sells tickets.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got fans. Thanks to Twitter, we know that Korn band members are in the studio working on their next album. Drummer Ray Luzier had posted a photo sitting behind the drum kit and hashtagged it with Music City. He wrote, "Great day of tracking at Rock Falcon Studios." The hashtag on the post also revealed that the photo was taken by the band's guitarist, James Schaefer, and the album is being produced by Nick Reskolzik.
Oh, good.
Kolzik. He's actually a famous producer, but I can never pronounce his last name. It's got the C and Z in there that always throws me off. Korn's latest record, The Serenity of Suffering, was released in 2016 and marked their 12th full-length studio release since forming in 1993.
So we're looking at this drum kit here. Is there a point at which you have too much?
That guy doesn't have too much, but he's got a lot. He's got a lot of cymbals. But, yeah, you can get a little bit crazy. I've seen bigger ones. He played with Jonathan Davis at the MMRBQ.
Yeah.
He was unfreaking believable.
Blew you away.
I could not. I didn't watch anybody else in that band but that guy and had a chance to see him backstage. Chuck had brought me up to speed exactly who he was. I'm like, this guy is amazing. And he was a super nice guy. And I told him how phenomenal I thought he was. He was very appreciative.
Very cool.
Yeah. The latest tweet from Disturbed mentioned only a date. It was 8/16/2018. Which a with a new album already finished, fans online are hoping that means new music this Thursday. Late last month, they engaged fans with this comment. It said the new album includes many styles of music. Since our last album and the recent footage from the studio, we've seen a lot of discussions about the evolution of our music and Disturbed ones. We have decided to embrace the debate for our next single. What kind of sound do you want it to be? So they were asking, and Heavy won by a significant amount.
Of course.
You would imagine. A mysterious billboard popped up in London that hints at new music from Bring Me the Horizon. The ad reads, "Do you want to start a cult with me?" alongside a phone number that connects callers to a woman called Samantha who hurriedly tells you, "They're making me do this. I don't know what I was getting myself into." And after a distorted clip of music plays, the line goes dead. So it's this weird little teaser thing.
I like stuff like that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like that kind kind of marketing. A website also offers more clues about the band's new music, indicating a possible release date, and it reads, "Salvation will return again August 21st, 2018.
There was one of those cryptic billboards that said, if you lived here, you'd be home by now. And so I moved there, and they were right.
They were right. You were.
Well, I remember when Steven Singer, those billboards first popped up. I hate Steven Singer. I'm like, what?
What's going on
here?
What
is this all about? Like, what who is this guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you found out.
There's one out there now. It says Left Hand Readers Rock.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
I looked it up. It's on 95 by the airport. Yeah. You know what it's about?
Yeah, there's another one across from Boathouse Row, too. I figured it out.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, is it like billboards on the left side?
Yes.
It's just people, I guess it's a billboard term.
So
you're like buying billboards.
It's an advertising agency thing. And if you're driving on the left-hand side of the car, you're more apt to look to the left. And therefore, the billboard company wants you to buy advertising there. So if you're driving down 95 South, or like Marissa was saying, by the one by the, where was it?
Boathouse Row.
Yeah. So you're looking out the left-hand side of your car.
Yeah.
That's the intent. But it's pretty cryptic.
Huh. Okay.
I guess because you're more likely as an advertiser to buy on the side that the car is driving instead of the opposite side.
So that more people are driving than are passengers.
Yes.
Yep.
My other thought was that it would be a conversation starter for people like us.
Well, there
you know, that we'd come on the air and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Also, I always felt like we should put our phone number up on a billboard because if you've seen them, they go, "Are you going to heaven?" And it says, "Call this number." I don't know. It's like some church or something like that that you end up calling. Yeah. But like you could have that. Are you going to heaven or hell? Call this number,
215-263-WMMR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, and then one last story. Aerosmith is heading to Las Vegas.
Yeah!
The Boston Bad Boys are the latest superstars to bring a show to the Strip, with Joe Perry revealing that Aerosmith will be playing a Las Vegas residency in 2019 leading up to its 50th anniversary.
God, they sound like Elvis.
They do. Perry said, "We're going to be doing a residency in Vegas starting next spring. What we want to do is something that I haven't seen before, just downsizing our live show and playing in a smaller place. We want to do something different. We're in the middle of the production now, and what we're talking about is having an experience that you wouldn't be able to see on a regular Aerosmith tour." So
makes perfect sense, man.
Yeah.
It's a good place for him.
Yep. Man, Joe Perry looks like, what if Luigi became a heroin addict?
Luigi? From
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, you're right. All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you in music news. You want me to give this away?
I do.
Do it. All right, this is an evening with Marissa.
Oh!
You want.
Bring your own cheese.
No, it's a pair of seats for the Harvest Rosé wine dinner with Marissa, and it's Wednesday.
Wednesday,
yeah.
Harvest is awesome.
She'll be, yes, Harvest is awesome. Harvest Radnor location starting at 6:30. You can enjoy a 5-course meal of farm-to-table food expertly paired with select rosé wine. And you can also join us in person because it's $59 per person. And if you'd like to go, you call the Radnor location at 484-584-4975 to reserve your spot. So, Marissa, I'll let you pick the number here.
Ooh, let's go number 21 because that's my birthday at the end of the month.
All right, I like it. 215-263.
Thank you.
263-WMMR. Call right now, and we shall we'll take care of you. We're going to be back in just a moment. Letter of the day. I'll tell you what the Word of the Week prize when we get back to it.
When you're America's best value, you don't need an overpaid celebrity spokesman.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dorothy. Take me down to the bottom. Fozzy. Stone Temple Pilots.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Godsmack. Gorilla Proof on 93.3 WMMR. It's bulletproof, but Steve was singing Gorilla Proof. Where the commercial break for some reason is
just
gorilla proof.
And as you said, if they were to just do that straight ahead,
yeah, and serious,
you know, every radio interview they sit down, what's the meaning of gorilla proof?
Yes,
well, they're very strong, you'd have to be very resilient,
strong willed,
yeah,
to battle against them. And of course, you need to be gorilla proof.
In certain areas, I'm sure it's a necessity.
Certain parts of the world, it really might be. I mean, we could have asked Jane Goodall that. She was, we replayed that segment back while we were,
How do you gorilla-proof your car?
What?
What are you saying?
Yeah. Bet she never got that question before.
How do you... You're out there all the time. How do you gorilla-proof your car? Yeah. They're actually very benevolent and nice.
I can't drive.
I don't know. I saw King Kong. He looked pissed off.
Yeah.
I say Mario Kart. They have not only Donkey Kong, but Funky Kong.
Drunky Kong.
Mm-hmm. They drive? Mm-hmm. Mario Kart? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 10:39 with the Preston and Steve show as we are back from vacation.
Can you tell?
I guess it took.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we're trying to get back into the swing of things. So thank you for tuning in this morning and to listening to the best of stuff while we're gone as well. Hey, and you know what? One of the things I did while I was while we were out and about, I took my family. We went by iFly actually yesterday, and one of the guys working there told me that when you're flying, there's an instructor that's in there with you, and then there's a guy called a driver, and he runs the fan that allows you to fly. And he said that they have an Alexa set up in there, and he goes, "Hey, dude, I can get you guys on Alexa now." He goes, "So I listen to you the morning show."
Oh, that's cool.
While I'm because we're allowed to listen to music or whatever we want to while we're driving. And I said, yeah. So I told him about the feature to set it up to say open MMR or open Bizarre Files, or, you know, we'll give you an option once you say open WMMR. And so I thought that was pretty cool. So thank you guys for listening to us while you're working there.
We love to hear that.
Yes.
In any way that you can listen. So we appreciate that. What do we do? Well, we welcome Brent Porsche.
Good morning. Yeah, welcome back, boys and girls. Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you for helming the best of portion.
You're welcome. It's fun because I get to hear stuff that I don't normally hear. You know, the bits and pieces all kind of jumbled around and from different years and stuff. We played some really cool clips last week and the week before.
Nice, man.
Yeah, accommodating summer vacations is always a bitch. It's like a big game of Tetris here, but you're in for Pierre.
Yeah.
And then you're in for Jackson.
Yeah, I did. 2 weeks ago, I was you guys. Last week, I was me during the overnight. This week, I'm Pierre. Next week, I'm Jackson. Then back to overnights, and then vacation for a week.
You need to do the night show, and then you've got to cover for Jackie, and then you'll have every shift on the clock.
Yeah, in a month.
Wow.
Jackie doesn't take vacation, though. So.
Yeah.
Brent's our utility man, other than the overnight sensation that he is. And any slot we need filling, the dude can do it.
Thank you, yeah.
We should do the letter of the day.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to that. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
By the letter M, as in Monday morning monsoon.
Perfect. We have a pair of front row tickets and free parking to see Mr. Sebastian Maniscalco It'll be Thursday, September 13th at Wells Fargo Center. And this is the second leg of his record-breaking International Stay Hungry Tour, named after his new national best-selling book. And tickets are on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. What you got planned for today's program, sir?
Well, since it's an absolutely terrible day out there today, I got some great tunes lined up. And for the workforce blocks today, Motley Crue, Shinedown, and Tool. So we're going to be rocking for about an hour, hour and a half or so to get you through it.
That's needed. Yeah, absolutely. Man, for sure.
Crank it. All right, let me take a moment to thank the sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And, of course, the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. And Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. And Wilmington University. Experience Wilmington University difference at wilmu.edu. Tomorrow's a Tuesday, so somebody's going to be getting some ink. We'll have that Tuesday taking place. And we have Crystal Clye, who is from NBC 10 in studio. We'll see what that is all about tomorrow morning. And more. That's it. We are done. So rage on. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Sunday night. I'm drunk. Time to on my job!
Next message.
Hey, guys, I'm glad you're back, although I do appreciate the best of, but not the same. And next time you go on vacation, you can call me so we can make sure our vacation times sync up together, because you're listening to the best of and you get caught up in it. Next thing you know, you're making a phone call to make a comment on something, and then you're like, hope you guys enjoyed your vacation. Have a good one.
Next message.
There's so much traffic on the Blue Route, and I can't even smoke weed, calm down, because I'm trying to find a new job, so I'm going to drink instead and get fat. It's all your fault.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.